In October of 2010, I went on this comedy tour, this low budget comedy tour, where me and three friends decided to rent a Suburban and just head up the coast. We went to Phoenix first, and then San Diego, L.A., and then the fucking real cities in California, Baco, fucking Stockton. And we went up the coast. Joining us were two guys who are not going to be on this podcast, but Will C., who is our roadie slash groupie slash bag boy slash driver slash hoorah man, and Patrick Capolino, our videographer, perhaps the worst videographer of all time, who later knocked up his girlfriend and decided against all odds and advice to carry the baby to term. And now he's saddled with a fucking daughter that I can't believe he's trying to raise as a 21-year-old. It's ridiculous. Anyway, so it's myself, Sam Tripoli, Jason Rouse, and Chris Neff. We're all kind of sick of doing nothing in L.A., being nobodies. So we decided to set out across this great coast, all the way up, away from Mexico, and do comedy in little shitty gigs, in bigger gigs, and just try to see if we can fucking pay our way through this trip with our stand-up. It was fun. It was a lot of fun, and it was a lot of fucking pain. And so we got everybody back, the four guys, not the driver slash videographer. And we just sort of reminisced and talked about it. So I hope you guys like it. It's been 2 years and fucking a lot's changed. Jason Rouse is almost always in Europe now. He's here sometimes, but barely. Yeah, it's just fucking, I don't know, it's weird to think that it was just 2 years ago. So here it is. Let me say some dates really quickly, if you don't mind. By the way, the shows in D.C., as you may be able to tell from my voice, were amazing. Saturday, fucking sold out the first show, nearly sold out the second show. It was just great. It was just a great show. Good crowds. Oh, I'd like that room. All right, so in October, the first is my next storyteller show. This Is Not Happening presents. What do we call it? It's all wedding stories. What did I call it? I forgot. Oh, Forever Hold Your Peace. Kevin Christie will have another poster. We give away a poster, one of those rad posters, the same guy who made my album cover, Revenge for the Holocaust, available on iTunes now, also Amazon and CD Baby, my website. So he makes one. We all the comedians sign it, and then we give it out. We just raffle it off. Come. It's only $5, and all the money goes to Planned Parenthood, and then we're recording it for a podcast. So here's what we have planned for this one. It's myself, Christina Pazitsky from Your Mom's House podcast, John Caparulo from – he's on Toad Hop Network now, where my sports podcast is, Punch Drunk. By the way, if you guys haven't heard Punch Drunk, get last week's episode. It'd be like the 24th or something. Something like – no, not 24th. Like the 14th. Something like that. Whatever was right around there. It's a great episode. Watch it if you can. Go to ToadHopNetwork.com and fucking watch it. But so it's those two. Who else? Sean Patton, one of my favorite guys. He's on the show a bunch. He's always really great. And then there was some other person too, but I can't remember. Wait, who was it now? How do I not know now? Oh, I know. Chelsea Peretti. Fucking indie darling, Chelsea Peretti. And then I got to get one more person. Maybe Natasha. I don't know. I'll fucking find somebody. Come out. It's 8 p.m. at the Improv in Los Angeles on Melrose. $5. Hurry up. Get tickets. It's you can link it through my website. Go to arithegreat.com for all these tickets, and you can find them there. Okay. Then the 25th through 27th, I'm in Portland at Helium Comedy Club. Then I'm in Calgary at Yuck Yucks, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, followed by The House of Blues in Chicago with Joey Diaz. The House of Blues in Chicago with Joey Diaz, November 8th. If tickets aren't already sold out, hurry up and get them because they're about to be. Then I'm going straight from there to Manhattan to do the New York Comedy Festival. I'm playing The Stand. Two shows. And here, I need your advice. I'm doing two shows at night at like 10 o'clock or 10:30. And then that's Friday and Saturday. But then on Saturday also at like 6, I'm doing a live podcast. So what do you guys think? How would I do a live podcast? If you've heard other people do live podcasts, it seems to me like it works better for like the fun, like people who have games type of podcast. Like I call it the Morning Zoo type of podcast. It's not meant as an insult. It's just that type of, you know, fun, silly stuff. Like Punch Drunk would be better for like, would seem like it would be a better fit for like a live podcast. People going nuts and stuff. really, you should listen to the last one. So if you guys have any suggestions on how to do a live podcast, maybe a few guests, like a short amount of time. I don't know. What do you think? Let me know. Write to me at contact@arithegreat.com or on Twitter or Facebook, I guess. No, that's the way to do it. Contact@arithegreat.com or Twitter. All right. So, yeah, let me know what you think. I'm willing to hear input. I want to know. Then my next storyteller show is November 20th. If you're in town, come to that. Boom, 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 boom. Minneapolis, November 28th, 29th, 30th, and December 1st and 2nd. Jesus, that's a long week. Fucking Christ. And then in December, I'm going to try to be recording my next special. It's been a year. Last week of October is a year since I recorded the first one. And I set out to try to do a new one in a year, and it's been a year. So I'm trying to find a location, and I'm trying to record it. This one, hopefully, by audio, but if I can't – I mean video. But if I can't get it done by video, then audio, and then I'll do the next one by video. We'll see. But I'll give you guys updates on my website and on Twitter and on here. So stay tuned. All right, and that's it. And then Knob Hill for New Year's Eve for San Francisco. I don't think it's gone on sale yet, but it will at some point. All right. So yeah, you guys, this was a really fun trip. This road trip, it was like a really cool thing. I went into it really trepidatiously. I'm not quite sure what that word means, but I mean to say I went out with kind of like reservations. I didn't know what it would be like, and I got scared. But then, man, once I went, it was fucking, like I said, it was horrifying and it was great at the same time. So, I got to do my sponsors. I'll just do it quick. Go to my, if you want to support the show, you don't have to donate or anything, but my album's out, sure, but go to, if you shop on Amazon, instead of just going straight to Amazon and shopping, do me a favor and go to my website first, and there's an Amazon link, and then go through the Amazon link to Amazon, and then like 5% of what you buy goes back to me. It just comes out of there and not yours. So like whatever you're going to buy already, just hit arithegreat.com and then click on the Amazon. It's one extra link. Click on the Amazon link and then do your shopping as is. And then somebody said, and I like this, that if you just bookmark my page, arithegreat.com, as Amazon, just rename it Amazon, then that'll just help you remember. So that's the way to support the podcast. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Please, if you haven't seen me live, I'm really fucking proud of my new hour, and I'm trying to get it ready for December. So I'm trying to decide. I've got like an hour 20 now. I'm trying to fucking fiddle with it and change the order and stuff. So if you get a chance to any of those dates, if you live in those cities or if you know people that live in those cities, send them out. I'm always wanting more cool people to come to the shows, and when you guys come, it's fucking rad. And I do appreciate the heavy handshakes I get once in a while, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, pot in my hand. So here we go. Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode, 84 maybe, 85, something like that. The Monsters of Comedy with Ari Shaffir, Jason Rouse, Chris Neff, and Sam Tripoli. And in spirit, we'll see, and Patrick Capolino.
Furry, happy monsters feeling glad.
Yeah, we're on.
We on?
Yes.
Should we shut off the AC?
No, fuck no.
They're pretty directional. It's pretty great. I had a leaf blower going behind us once. And we had me and Diaz probably sitting this close to each other. We were screaming at each other so we can hear, but the mics only heard like a little bit.
Well, this is really good equipment you got here, dude.
Thanks. Top of the line, bro.
Looks like somebody's winning in life.
Yeah, that's, I guess so.
It's the reunion show.
I won't cock block it, but you gotta put it away for the whole episode.
I know you're winning in life if your Jew ass is owed $250 by me for 2 months and you're not even calling me
by a very possible overdose possibility.
All right, why didn't we do this in your office?
It's small.
Yeah, it's like a cubicle.
Yeah, it's tiny.
Are you writing there?
Some, but barely. I have to go in there. I've been gone, but now I've been back, and I still haven't gone over there. I might not take that one.
Do you have a writing job?
No, I just write sometimes. Jokes and stuff.
You made it sound like you're on a
lot. Comedian keeps going. He tends to write a new joke once in a while. And so then... I'm just kidding. I just can't do it at home, so I had to go to a place.
I used to write a lot of material, and then I'm just bored of everything. I should be writing about this election and those conventions and all that stuff, but I'm just gotten to the point where I'm like, it's all bullshit. I don't care
about that.
What the fuck are you doing there?
I'm trying to be able to see you.
I made Jason watch the DNC and the RNC, and
really?
Here's how it went. This is fucking bullshit. All these assholes.
Is it football
who?
Game?
No, Jay. The Democratic National Convention of the Republicans.
Remember?
You don't like the Democrats?
He doesn't like any of them.
I don't either.
You can hear them just saying what they need to say.
The Republicans are worse about that, but yeah, Obama does it too.
It looked like Obama's speech was like a really well-crafted comedy monologue.
Yeah,
there was punchlines, and he had like a little character piece almost.
Yeah.
That room, playing that room is my biggest nightmare. That's everybody who hates my act in that room. Like women crying every 2 seconds.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Oh, it's just annoying.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Especially when Michelle Obama speaks, they treat her like she's serious.
You know what I heard? You know what I heard about
Princess Diana?
I heard that her dress was like $400, no jewelry, and then Anne's was like $2,000.
Who's Anne?
Aunt Romney's wife.
Oh, okay.
And then she had like $100,000 in jewels on.
Yeah,
there's the disparity in America.
Well, she shop at American Apparel?
No, really, because Michelle Obama's tremendously rich.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
I know, but the difference is going out there and flaunting it.
Yeah, and by the way, for Anne Romney, that's her dressing down. I only put $2,000 of jewelry on.
I heard that every time she wears a dress under $400, she shoots a baby with a crossbow to balance it out.
She has this face that looks like she's constantly smelling a fart.
Do you know Michelle Obama has never had diarrhea?
Ever?
Yep.
Documented?
Would you Wikipedia that?
No, I'm just joking. But that's how people feel about her. I used to do a joke about
everybody
how,
loves
how
her.
Obama takes dumps, and people like got mad at me. I'm like, so you guys don't even want to hear that he takes a dump?
Yeah.
I'm not even saying it was gross, but everyone's like, she don't say things like that about her.
I was saying I would bone Obama, not because it's a gay thing, but just nobody else could say they
just
ever
to cross
did that.
That off your to-do list for the day.
I always had the best story in the room when I went balls deep on the president.
Can you take your sunglasses off, dude? It's kind of weird.
No,
I like to do it.
Okay.
It keeps them on. So this October is the 2-year anniversary of our
2 years
of comedy tour. Yeah.
We were just talking about that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. 2 years.
The movie will be out in 2025.
There's a movie.
There was a drunk 19-year-old kid following us around.
He was 19.
Who is now 21 and with a 1-year-old baby. You see him a lot, don't you, when you go?
When I go to Toronto, yeah.
Yeah. How has he progressed as a comedian?
He was funny, man.
Yeah. Patrick? Better. He's terrible.
Really?
He's terrible.
I thought he was funny.
He's not terrible.
He's
better.
Brutal. I saw his mother walk out of his show and she goes, she looks at me. And goes, I'd rather see my own children drowned than see that shit again.
Sam, give it to me.
I know,
give
I'm
it to
putting
me. You take it
away.
Next time you take it away, you gotta give it to me.
Is he pulling? Is that asshole pulling out his fucking phone?
Yeah, stop.
This is quality time.
Oh my god, Canada, we don't put up with this shit.
He doesn't know.
Don't you fuck around in here?
What's your sickness, man?
I do have a sickness.
I'm not even mad. But what were you just doing?
Just seeing how many
retweets.
Tweets, okay.
Just checking favorites.
Checking my tweets.
And where were you for the first 45 minutes of when this was supposed to start? You didn't just not leave. When you called me, you were on the car.
I was on my way out, I just hit bad traffic.
And then you got here.
No, it was bad. It like just stopped.
You got here for 30 minutes in the parking lot.
Hold on, but did I miss anything?
No, because you couldn't go without
you. But we could have
started it without me.
And you're in the parking lot tweeting for 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff to tweet about.
Is that what you have
I go, I cannot believe it's 2 years since I wasted a month of my life.
So we went on tour up and down the coast of the Pacific.
Yeah.
On the American side.
And I think we exaggerated. It's like we didn't do 30 cities. I think we did like 26, right?
Not that much of an exaggeration. It was 30 days.
That's still pretty strong.
It's fuzzy math.
Yeah. We mostly did one night in each place.
Right.
All right, what was, off the top of your head, what was the best and the worst gig? I'm sure we all have our own.
Well, Fresno was the first. Not Fresno. Where are the Diaz brothers from?
Modesto.
No. Stockton.
Yeah, Stockton.
That got canceled.
Yeah, that was like the first one I was like, before it was canceled, I'm like, hey, guys, just so you know, I'm not going to be doing this.
That's when Patrick fucked the autistic chick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is that the girl? Are such a good chaperone, Ari. You're like, we are getting him laid. I don't care if we have to drive 60 miles back and forth. The kid deserves it.
No, I drove back and forth because once I realized the girl was autistic, I was like, oh, yeah. Fuck.
And then we were like, let's get her coked up.
I was like, let me take it.
No, she got herself coked up.
She got herself coked up.
The best part is she walks in. She's like, you have my favorite thing.
We didn't, in all fairness, we didn't know she was autistic when we saw her.
She was kind of, she's really cool. Attractive.
Okay, relax.
For an autistic chick.
Okay, yes.
Did anybody mention she was underage, too?
She was not underage.
She wasn't
underage.
No, she wasn't.
Remember? She
was not underage, dude.
She had problems getting into the bar.
She had problems fucking walking.
Yeah, she has problems with life.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's shitting on her
every day. Okay, so that was the worst?
No, but that was the gig that I was like, I'm done with this.
No, that's not true. Because you were done with bar shows when we did Farmingham, which was before
the worst gig was Fresno.
That's the one you hated.
Fresno was the worst gig. It was like
what was in Fresno?
My birthday, was
a free show, free pizza show.
Strip club. It was awful.
My birthday with the one arm stripper.
Wait. Hold on. Back up. I'm trying to remember this. What happened?
Fresno was when we did the gig that had the disco lights.
Oh yeah, where that guy lap danced you?
Correct. And then
that was awful.
And then we tried to go out for my birthday, but we went to that strip club, and there was literally a one-armed girl on stage.
That guy was the biggest retard I've ever met in my life.
The guy who ran that show?
I don't even know his name.
Danny Minch.
Danny Minch.
Guy was just retarded. He's like, guys, listen, I want to book you guys here again. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
I'm not coming back here.
And he goes, okay, this gig pays the best. And I just started laughing. I go, you just gave us $300. All of us, $300.
Yeah, total, to split up.
And why would I play here?
Six people.
It's a three-hour drive from L.A.
Well, and like, I remember the bouncer coming up to me going, what are you doing? And I'm like eating the pizza. And he's like, I don't know if you're allowed to do that. We're like, yes, we are. Like,
well, when you find out, I'm going to be eating pizza in the meantime.
Oh, he came up to you and stuff.
Give me shit.
It was the worst gig ever.
We get the pizza.
We walk in, the disco light is going.
That was. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, turn the disco light off. They're like, well, if we turn the disco light off, all the power goes off. I'm like, what do you mean? It's like everything's connected.
They didn't have a power cord.
No.
Wow.
So we had to do the hardest thing in the world, stand-up comedy, in the worst environment possible.
While the disco light was going on, drawing attention away from the performer in the middle. Just lights away from on either side of him.
But for the record, 60% of our gigs were in that context, and sometimes we shined and sometimes
But for the record, that's one of those gigs you take just so you can get a hotel room for the night and move on. And it was a nice hotel room.
Well, let me say this.
Until you shit in it.
Let me say this. This is what we did. We decided we're going to... Fucking shit's not working here. Let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
Before we get into individual gigs. How do we start doing this? It was sort of it came to me from like, we're not doing shit in LA. No one's taking us anywhere. Right. Roman was taking me on the road sometimes, but that was nice, but that was like not.
Well, this
that
was before the podcasting boom, too.
What? This is before the podcasting
boom. Yeah, it was before the boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came off the back of his complaints about the scene in L.A.
Yeah, it was like, let's just go do something of our own.
I said, who do we want to work with? I'm like, how about Sam?
Who's the original? I don't think I was part of the original.
Yeah, you were. We were all hanging out downstairs in the bar
Yoshi
at the Comedy
was
Store.
Kind of on the outskirts of it, but this Yoshi was kind of the four. We were going to maybe do five. You know, we were kind of shooting as high as we could.
And it was all people who just sort of are darker than most people, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. That was the
all
idea.
All completely different styles
in a
late night club,
but politics. We all use cuss words,
right? Yeah,
so
not exactly TV friendly was the idea. Let's bring something to
we bring
America.
The edge.
Yeah,
we had to think of a name.
Yeah,
right.
So the name was what else do we think?
Convicts of Comedy was the original incarnation, which was with Yoshi and me and Rouse, and then we took it to Monsters.
Yeah, but
of
I was
comedy.
Like, I haven't been putting
Sam's real. Idea was the Monsters.
Wanted the Monsters, and the Monsters of Comedy. So I like it. Yeah. I still like it.
Yeah, it's cool. We got to.
Yeah, the cool. T-shirt was cool. The logo.
Speaking
T-shirt
of
was okay.
T-shirt was great. Are you kidding me?
I thought it was okay.
The picture itself was nice. The stuff around it was kind of lame.
Too much devil.
Too much work.
It was just too much.
Yeah.
I mean, we were going into like.
It looked like a free shirt.
You know what I learned from the Monsters? Just above L.A. and below San Francisco is quite possibly the dumbest area of the country.
No That's man's
Bakersfield,
land. Yeah. I was
Fresno,
horrified.
Modesto,
Stockton,
Farmingham.
Modesto.
Like, there's parts of like Mississippi that's stupid, but that was just dumb.
Oh, that's meth stupid too.
Yeah.
It's like burnouts.
Yeah.
Full blown Just and you just trying to make a climb.
Well, it's the grapevine. Society. It's the grapevine. It's farmers and meth labs. That's, yeah, there's no in between. Really.
Horrible.
Yeah,
you couldn't do comedy. They would just say words, poop.
So what we decided is we're going to do this tour and there's ourselves calling all our favors. Right. Yeah. And just say
pull
our
resources
get
together and right. Yeah. Go for
and
it.
The plan was let's just get in a car and go up the coast. Like yeah. From let's say we start in San Diego. Next stop L.A. Yeah. Next stop
Phoenix.
Oh, we did Phoenix.
We went San Diego, Phoenix, and back up to L.A.? No.
Yeah. Phoenix, then San Diego?
We did. We started at Liam's in, not West Covina, whatever, Rick Rome
show.
Oh,
yeah. We did out there.
I love Rick Rome.
Then we went to San Diego.
Horrible
show. Arizona. Then we came
back
for a couple days.
Which we all said, I thought we were going to be out on the road. Like, let's just go back.
Well, remember, because we had the smaller car the first run.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we upgraded to the Suburban and added, we'll see, as the merch guy.
And
that
we almost lost
thing.
Ari there again, right?
Anytime the car stopped near my place, I was like, my feelings of danger, my spider senses of like, this is not going to be a fun, enjoyable time. Just get out of it now.
How many times do you think you almost quit?
Definitely once. Definitely before we started the first time on the long.
And that was over baggage, right?
Yeah, it's how the film opens, for the record.
Yeah, and it was like, everybody's bringing too much stuff. And right. I was like, I'll just pack extra. It's like, no, we don't have room. And then everyone brought like an extra bag and a half.
Yeah.
And there's literally no room.
I had to bring my fedora hat.
Yeah,
the hat box. Sam had like six hat boxes.
Like, you're bringing a hat box?
I gotta do it.
Charlie Chaplin.
At the time,
he's on the Titanic.
I was solving murders.
And I'm like, we added a guy who's taking up room in a chair and his stuff as well, and everyone put more.
That was a big mistake, because wasn't the whole notion was, hey, well, I've Will drive all the time, and then he's like,
my eyeballs got raped. Right, that was the notion, but on the first leg, he started falling asleep at the wheel south of Phoenix, and we're like, this is not going to work.
No, well, sorry guys, we're all like, pants up with shit.
So Will couldn't drive.
What was the deal? Why did he want to come?
Because he needed a job, and we said, we'll give you 10% of merch sales.
Oh, God.
And he was like, I'm in.
10% of merch sales. And we're like, and that's it.
Right. Yeah. As long as we don't have to do it.
Right.
That was a big thing. We didn't
sell merch.
Yeah.
And he was good at opening. Nobody wanted to open.
For sure, he
wanted to open. Yeah.
He's a good cheerleader. Like, when we went in some of those rooms where
some of those hell gigs where we'd be like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
He'd be like, you guys ready to start? Because I'm ready to go on.
Oh, he does. Those are his regular.
Oh, yeah. He loves that shit.
And he would rah-rah-rah them, and he would do his act.
I'm a Marine.
Positive.
Yep.
And he would get the crowd going. You're like, all
right. Are you ready for the monsters to come in?
Five people clapping. Yay.
Yeah, it did kind of have that Spinal Tap feel. You know,
yeah.
There's six people in the audience.
What, you're saying we all had herpes at the same time?
Maybe.
I want to convey to people that these gigs aren't like the gigs you see on television.
That's why we did it.
Yeah.
You know, because you watch all these, like,
we did it hoping that they'd be good rooms. we were fully hoping that the rooms would be great.
I'm being honest with you.
The room was great.
I thought we were going to play some shit rooms and some great rooms.
Yeah, that was what I wanted, was the contrast.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you
yeah,
saw
yeah.
what, you know, what being a real comedian is like.
From going from Hollywood to Hamilton, that's a huge...
Hamilton, Ontario.
Right over the rainbow into the urinal. Like, it's just from the entertainment mecca of the world to where dreams go to die.
Yeah,
you know
true.
What I mean?
Once we got to San Francisco, I enjoyed most of the gigs.
Yeah.
They weren't like...
San Francisco, great
sexy
city,
gigs, but they were like they were. They began to get better and better in terms
then we
of like
San Francisco. We had Portland, we had Seattle. Yeah. These are like big, cool cities,
right?
They were
Portland.
Sam had their argument in the bar. We were laughing at them.
Yep. Oh, you guys are okay. Hold on. We're going too far out of order. I know this is going to be difficult to listen to.
So, where should we start?
Let's just start with us putting it together. Let's finish off that,
okay.
And we'll move forward. Let's just semi-chronological.
Who here's baked by a show of hoofs?
I'm not. I'm barely.
I'm sober.
I'm thinking of eating this cookie. I'm probably going to. Thank you for Herbal Eats.
Yeah.
No,
Speed
LA
Weed.
LA Speed Weed.
Oh, they
LA
sell Speed Herbal Eats.
Yeah. LASpeedWeed.com. Okay.
Yeah,
check them out.
Well, they've donated this Rice Krispie treat that I'm about to
eat.
Right.
And they do it up. They give you $30 in free edibles every time you make an order.
They take care of you.
Yep,
right,
they do.
All right.
They hooked you up.
All right. That's not it. They didn't do enough for this kind of plug. They gave us fucking $7 with a weed.
That's not $7.
$40 maybe. So we organized this thing. Said
yeah,
we're fucking going to
start. Got some dates. Put some artwork
so
together.
Each one of us
had
decided
job.
Like call in some clubs.
Favors.
Yeah,
anyone who you know.
Cold call. Get,
yeah,
right. And for the record, like you handled San Francisco.
Yeah, I
you
was
know,
able to get.
Jay did Ontario.
I did Arizona.
You did Arizona, and I did all the shitty bar gigs in between.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you were king. They almost made you mayor in half of those fucking
I love the bar gigs, personally. That's my
no,
crowd.
You do not.
I do too, man. No, I love them.
What about those?
Just because it's like Rawhide. It's like the Blues Brothers. It's the chain link fence. There's drama.
That's dumb.
You run a theater gigs and go back to those fucking rodeo clowns. And
I like them.
I love those because you're like, oh, I'll say I'm the guy who loves them. It's crazy Stanhope's lover shit.
I like them. I like them.
You like them?
I don't mind them. I just don't do them now because they don't pay.
You don't pay three people in a room?
No, I wouldn't do those gigs. But there are bar gigs that are entertaining.
You can work.
If it's packed.
Right.
Like Mal's gig in San Diego. That's a packed room.
It's the intimacy of the bar gigs that I like. There's the interaction with the crowd. There's no stage. You know, there's no separation. You're in it. And
the stage is terrible. No stage is terrible. Hey, and no separation. Remember the place within Phoenix where it's like you were separated by like 80 feet to the three people that were there watching?
That was a bad show.
Two audience members and Amy Hawthorne wanted to fuck you.
No, the bartender wanted to fuck me.
No, the bartender
wanted to bullshit. Bullshit.
Very clearly did not.
Okay, you know what? Cue the tape.
Cue
the tape. Yeah, because it's in the movie, and you could clearly see with subtitles. She says, "Why don't you just stay the night?" I'm like, "I could, and I could fly back, but I stayed with you guys."
Patrick wrote that in there so you wouldn't kill yourself.
Oh yeah, okay.
She wanted nothing to do with you.
That's not true.
She liked the flirting. She's like, I'm not going to fuck you tonight.
That was a tough show. That was the one where we were like, we have to perform because you had fans.
Two fans.
That came out.
Fan showed up.
That was the second worst gig.
And then probably gave you the light. You kept going. You're like, you fucking.
All right, guys, enough of this. I felt so bad. I'm like, there's literally no one here.
Yeah. Except these I've been there twice before, and it was decent.
Yeah.
It was maybe like 80 people there.
Well, here's what we found out later. That a lot of these rooms, they were like, yeah, we don't do comedy here anymore. But Chris Neff called and said, fuck it. Don't worry. We'll draw.
So
there'd be literally no way that we would get people there. But your guy said.
For the record, Sunday football killed us on that one.
Yeah.
Opening weekend.
And for the record, Sunday football had killed the room a month and a half earlier.
The WNBA could be playing and we wouldn't have been packed.
Good point.
That's shit.
What happened, like, in America the last 20 years?
2 years ago, you know, we're all in different places now. You know, now I do gigs and they actually advertise the show. It's a whole different thing, man. We were going into places where they're just like, someone shows up, someone doesn't show up. Right. You know, it
no
didn't matter.
Someone had to put flyers out.
Yeah. They didn't do shit for us.
They didn't do shit, dude. We played that one gig in Arizona.
Sam, there's no way anyone's going to hear you.
I know. We played that one gig in Arizona. Where did we play? A comedy club.
Kylie's Grill?
No. What was the club? Scottsdale?
Yeah. Howard Hughes' room.
At the
one
hotel.
Night was horrible. Next night was phenomenal.
Yeah.
First night was great.
Yeah.
When he was there, then he was like, I'm going fishing. We're like, okay, so you're not going to be here tomorrow? I was like, no, it's Saturday. It's going to be great. And then there's like six people showed up.
Right.
Makes you appreciate the well-run comedy clubs that you can just walk in, do, and pick up the microphone. You're not worried about some asshole turn the light, text message. You know what I mean? There's just you're more focused on your act opposed to these gnarly bar gigs where
you might
have to fight somebody at the end of the night. There's quite possibly there could be violence.
Yeah, and then they don't want to pay you.
Yeah,
because like, well, we didn't make any money.
They were like, well, how does a couple of T-bone steaks sound?
Remember? Oh my god.
Oh, like, did that happen?
Yeah, they were like,
sounds great while you're getting the money.
Yeah.
While you're busy getting the money, yes, that'd be lovely.
A little bonus beef in there.
Yep.
Did they really try and pull the steak switcheroo?
That was a pot sweetener. That was like, we'll give you 150 and you can have a T-bone.
But put them in your pockets.
Jay Smith, bitch, was like hosting that one, right?
Yes.
And then we did his second gig and nobody showed up.
That was Stockton, correct.
Oh, yeah, the rapper?
Yeah. I love that guy. Rapper. He's a great guy.
He is a funny guy.
He's really entertaining.
As far as lounge lizards go?
The girl that was rapping.
No, the girl we'll get to. That guy, he started that room in Stockton, the one I'm like, I'm not doing this. And he was like, I'll start. And he just starts white rapping.
Right, and then goes into Butt Fuck Your Face, which was a tour highlight.
It is an awesome song.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Butt Fuck Your Face.
Oh, yeah, Butt Fuck Your Face. Okay, so hold on. We still haven't just started.
Okay.
So we're thinking of organizing to do this thing.
Are we recording now?
Yes, we're recording. We've all been recording.
No, this is set up, bro. This is a briefing before the podcast.
I thought this is the intro.
This is going to be tough to control with four people.
No, you lead it. Ask us questions.
Okay. Well, starting off, who started it? Whose idea was it?
Jay and I had originally had that side project, the Convicts of Comedy.
Okay.
And then we were like, let's get somebody good besides us, because we were dealing with guys that ripped us off.
Joey Gold. Everything
Joey Gold.
Joey Gold?
Yeah. He's in jail now.
Oh, that's good.
But he stole all our money and said nigger on stage twice on our first show, and it went to shit. So then, and Glenn was on that show. That was kind of fun, having Joey.
For anyone to talk about that, it's terrible.
So yeah, then we were all at the Comedy Store one night, like, let's do this. And then, you know, we were like, yeah, let's get Sam and Ari. And then that's kind of where it happened.
And so we started thinking about it. We started organizing it. Wasn't that fast. It was like over time. We did a couple gigs
about,
here
I think
there.
About 4 months. Yeah. I think we we were in drawing out his comics in the summer of comedy, which is always a depression for Sam.
On the road, it definitely is. Yeah. In L.A., it's actually pretty good here in the summer.
So,
right?
It was like, let's go hit these, you know,
it was an ambitious
towns.
Idea, and the whole thing is, you know, the United States is big. It's, you know, it's not like, you know, Europe, where it's like a hop, skip, and a jump, and we were like, let's take the time and make sure that we're not losing money on off nights. We're going to work every night. You know,
yeah, we made money. Yeah,
well, the thing was is that we really didn't have anything to promote. We were kind of like, we're four funny guys, and you should come see us. But what I learned on that tour is that TV is God. Like, unless you're on television, people don't want to come and see
you. I agree.
Unless you have a sitcom or a film, but I think off the back of a talk show appearance, you could show up in these towns and maybe double the numbers that we had, if that. No one gives a fuck.
I can see that.
I think if we went out today, because of the podcasting and Twitter, it would be in a lot more packed.
You got to reach people.
But I completely agree with what Sam was saying, because I don't have any comedy TV in the United States, but I had a Just for Laughs HBO that ran, and when we were in Canada, people would come up and say, oh, I saw it, that's why I'm here. And I think it is a big deal. I think it's a huge deal.
Yeah, those Nazi shows people recognize. It's not like people
in Canada
that were going out once they saw you. They'd be like, "Oh, I saw your thing."
No, there were people coming up saying, "Can you do this bit?" That. You know. So I think it's a huge thing. I think you're absolutely right, Sam. It's all about TV.
I just learned that we were just battling. Like they say that about television. You could put a whole clump of shit, just a giant turd, and give its own show on television. And you could tour that turd. People would want to come see the turd because they've seen it on television. It's just the weirdest fucking thing.
I like the idea of the turd tour.
Bobby Lee said he's in that new show with the monkey.
How's that doing?
It hasn't started yet. They're still filming it. But he goes, the monkey was the highest rated actor when they like.
Oh, tested the highest?
Highest rated ever on NBC.
Oh, that's the animal practice show.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your fucking tail out of the garage, Chris.
Yeah, start it up. So we're like, all right, let's do this
thing. Did the monkey start having an attitude? Like, was it going around telling everybody how high it tested?
I don't know. Maybe.
You know, like some people
listening to this right now going, would these guys just fucking pick a lane?
Stay on point, assholes.
No, we are on point. We're totally talking about television.
Look, let's bask in the glory that Sam still has his phone away.
Thank you.
That's nice.
Let's give him positive.
I like it
when brutal when we were doing that tour. It was flipped.
Oh yeah. That's when I really realized that if Sam Chibley doesn't text you back, it's because he's ignoring you.
Yeah,
that really hurts.
In a movie.
Yeah,
he's not,
that really hurts.
Asshole.
That really.
Do you
hurts.
Have a waterproof so you could check it in the shower?
That's just uncalled for.
You check constantly. Why would it hurt? That's what you do. Because
you know what, man.
Are you crying?
I just want to say it. Yeah, I am crying because you know what? I have an addiction to my iPhone.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to get off it.
You're not trying.
I've quit drinking, drugs, soda. Now I'll get off my phone. Do I? I gotta quit everything. No. I got nothing left.
Go back on soda.
No,
go still soda after dudes. The iPhone.
All right,
iPhone
I'll
first, then go soda.
So, okay, all aboard. Let's get back on the train.
So we did a couple gigs around LA. Sal's.
That was our opening show,
which I loved.
Yeah, which we made the DVD of.
Come out. And then we made a video of that. Yeah, we made a DVD so we could sell it.
Yeah.
And it was a fun gig because Sal's at the time was a really cool place to
get. That was a perfect environment for us.
Right.
Yeah. He was real big into free speech and like say whatever you want. I don't give a shit. Yeah.
And you remember during our show, didn't they come and shut it down with the booze? Isn't that right before he had to move and go to the new place?
Not our show.
Yeah.
No, they had beer in the back and wine, dude. So,
it was completely underground. He was running it completely illegal.
That's before he got involved with the mob, right?
He got involved with the mob.
He's Italian. I think you're born into the mob.
I don't know.
But anyway, so that was a fun gig. Eleanor did it. Didn't she host?
Yep, she hosted. Because we had Danielle. The idea was that you guys put out there that a girl would help offset all the misogyny that we have. Which,
so we got Will.
To me, just shows that like we're not comfortable with our misogyny yet, because no one should have to offset it.
No, but I do think girls offset it.
But by the way, we do still have some DVDs left available. So if anybody is listening and you want a copy.
I need a couple coasters at home. Can I get a couple?
Oh, that's good. That'd work.
Yep. Or if you need a cum rag, we can throw in a t-shirt for you.
Is perfect. Shirts?
Yeah.
There's still, we still have merch. And DVDs.
Yep.
You should do give away something on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I should.
Package. Yeah, a package. We even have some shot glasses.
Can we do this?
Wristbands.
Can we donate those to homeless shelters?
Yeah.
No.
Why? Give them to homeless people. Let's see homeless people walk around with monsters.
No, the funny part is they're going to go, oh, those are the comics from the show.
Yeah.
Eating out of the garbage.
I would feel so bad. Yeah, exactly. I feel so bad as a homeless person.
You know, we should might as well say, hey, if you want to send in a self-addressed stamped envelope to you, we'll throw them out and give them out. Because they're, you know.
All right, we lost topic again.
So after sales.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We go to Phoenix or
no,
San Diego?
We went to Liam's in Colton, California.
Oh, yeah. Out east a little bit.
Yeah.
Which was, I like that room, but it could be hell.
There was one chick who wouldn't shut the
blonde chick up.
She was in the bathroom during my set, so it was actually great.
Yeah.
It was actually
And
she was
just
one of those who was like, I'm helping everyone. That's what she said.
And I'm helping.
She was going back towards, she went to the bathroom, she was going back to fuck up one of your sets. She goes, no, I do this every week. The comics love it.
Right.
And we're like, no, we literally wish death upon
you. Yeah, we hate you.
There's America for you right
there. You ruined the show. Oh, there's no hecklers in Europe.
I'm a 22-year-old mother of three.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
She's already banged out.
But she was cute.
Yeah.
Pig.
She was disgusting.
When you have kids around like 20, you bounce back.
Yeah. What about that 7-year-old woman that you ate out with the t-shirt, the monster t-shirt?
Oh, that was fun. At the gig we're never allowed back at.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
DUI.
Well, let's get into that.
Oh,
so we go down
about that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Let's do chronological.
So we go to, from here, we go to
the Colton thing.
Colton.
Shitty. Danielle opened up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was fine. That was good.
I did a Raiders joke. A guy tried to throw a quarter and blind me. That was fun.
You just said Raiders fans are shady.
Yeah.
He took that as an offense.
Yeah, he wanted to
threw a quarter at you.
Kill my mother and try to blind
hard.
Me.
Yeah. And then just so we can keep progressing.
Bar gigs, dude. That's not like, let me form how I want to crescendo this joke. Let me see what kind of attitude I want to leave the audience with. What the feelings I want them to have when I'm done with this. No, bar gigs are just fucking survive.
Yeah,
dodge quarters.
Go up there, do whatever you can.
Gig.
Okay, so
it's the sawed-off shotgun
and then,
of comedy.
Then we went down to La Jolla, and then
did a couple shows in San Diego.
That was fun.
I liked that club a lot.
Until
Will started yelling N-words in the middle of the show.
That's where Will came in. Will saw. Okay, so hold on. We should talk about Will, because this is the point where Will comes in. Patrick came in earlier?
Yeah, we already had Patrick because he was...
Well, let's talk about Patrick then.
Okay.
Then we'll get to Will.
Patrick came in.
What's Patrick? Who knew Patrick?
Patrick... I did originally because I was doing Toronto Yuck Yucks with you and he came up to me and he said, big fan of you and Jay. And then I introduced him to him and you were like, who is this fucking idiot? And I'm like, he's a good kid. And then...
He's a fan of yours.
Yeah, so like, both of ours.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he basically...
None of Chris's fans are losers.
Basically said, you know, I'm new to comedy, and we quickly figured out this guy was technically proficient and...
With video stuff?
Video stuff.
Yeah.
Smart. He was smart then because he wasn't a pothead. Then. He had dreams.
Oh, yeah.
He could make some incredible videos.
He's very talented.
I corrupted him.
Yep.
You did.
And then you started.
He looked
him
up
baked.
To you so much.
Yeah.
He what?
You were like the comedy messiah to him.
Oh, well, because we both have these beards.
And he loved you from The Amazing Races.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, he made a video of us in one of the cities.
Let's wait and get to that if we're going to be chronological.
Well, we're talking about Patrick.
So we're all over again.
Yeah. But he made a video. I'm just talking about his technological skills. We had to do a video for the Schmoes Know. I had to do a video for them to review Jackass that we saw. I
guess right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, and he edited it and made it really cool.
Oh, yeah, he's
and
very
put some slow-mo in there and sound effects.
He was waking up at 10 a.m.
It's the highest-rated video of all time.
His Twitter. Yeah. That was my... I watch it every day. His little montage you put together for the Monsters was awesome.
Yeah, no, it was.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, wow, this is going to be a great movie.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So the plan was for him to come along
learn a little about comedy and film everything.
And film everything.
And we had a very...
And take some control of this project and maybe steer it a bit, opposed to kicking right. him on the floor of the hotel room to get up to get the camera going to shoot oh, yeah. a scene.
Yep. Yeah, he was supposed to just have the behind-the-scenes footage. We're going to make a documentary of what it's like.
Have some foresight. Okay, we're going to need some of these shots coming in a door. He had
and
no
then he discovered marijuana.
He was laying... I was stepping over him as we're loading up the truck. He's still laying in his own
The biggest...
shit.
The mistake we made.
19-year-old who wanted to sleep. Just
the
like,
party. Oh, he wanted the party too. Yeah. The biggest mistake we made was that we never did interviews the next day after when something would go down. Because we most of your docs are 90% talking heads.
Right. B-roll.
And I'd always like, we need to interview each other about what's right. going on.
What
and
happened
just,
yesterday? How did you feel about yesterday? What did you think about who so and so said?
Yeah, so you have something to cut to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have cutaways.
Most of your docs are talking.
No, we said what we were going to do it probably 10 times. We're like, hey, let's start doing that.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, Patrick, okay. will you do that?
Yeah. Pull us in.
Patrick.
Yep. And then when it went to shit, you were like, you know what? Let's just get him high and buy him fucking little vests.
No, here's what I said. I did buy him a vest. Here's what I said. I said, hey, I'm smoking this pot. You want some? You're more than welcome to have some. It's not my
responsibility.
Yeah, but
you were sitting on top
organized.
Of him while you were telling him that. You want some?
Yeah.
You want some?
You corrupted him.
Ate it.
You know he's on heroin now.
He's not on heroin. Is he?
He will be, Ari. You gave him some good shit.
Yeah, maybe he will be.
It smells like candy when he smokes it.
Yeah. What was he on?
Because he smelled you guys smoking crack or he smoked something.
I've never smoked crack in my life.
Yeah. I smelled you trying to smoke crack. And
look at the person that smoked crack when you talk to him, asshole.
Yeah, Sam.
That's fair. Yeah, but he was like, it smells like candy when you smoke it.
And for the record,
if Patrick was on heroin, he'd be like catatonic because he's so lethargic. He's like a sloth.
Yeah.
With a beard.
What time would he sleep till? Like
2.
Till 2?
I'm like, you're the youngest guy here.
He's growing still.
He's still a growing boy.
So he was going to film for us.
Correct.
And then just did a little bit.
Yeah, he did, I would say, about 55% of the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is not nearly enough. You need to be at least at 90 to get something usable.
And for the record, I totally understand why studios say you can't have Final Cut this. I get it. I'm pro studio. Final Cut.
Why?
Fuck
because you didn't like
I just completely disagree with that statement.
Because, you know, if you don't have the right person for the job, you got to bring in a team of professionals and get it done. We're 2 years after the fact, and we still don't have a movie.
We're never going to.
Yeah.
Or we were like, let's let Patrick cut it.
It'll
like,
be you guys like, our suicide letter is a go-to clip or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's
you're like...
No,
we should hire someone to cut. I'm like, cut what? We didn't get anything.
We had 180 hours of footage. What are you talking about?
Of driving with silence or like
not
just stand
true.
Up.
Yeah. Not yeah, true.
But there's nothing explaining what's going on.
Correct.
That's the biggest
there's
problem.
There's no narrative.
And Patrick's broke.
Stand up portions of it is terrible.
Of course it is. Because
it's so bad because he just tripods it and then goes do shooters with skanks across the bar, right?
So he should have one on us and then walking around with something.
It's all common. He knew.
But you get what you pay for. He's not a bad guy. He's just like...
Exactly.
He was young and this was crazy.
We got all the way at the finish line.
And can I say this? What you get what you pay for? Did we pay him anything?
Yeah. Plane tickets.
Plane tickets.
Yeah. And just
fed him.
The best time of his life.
No, I think we...
Yeah.
And didn't we... No, we did. Remember, we were all like, let's pitch in $200 because, you know, we PayPal them. No.
Each?
No, I think we each gave like 150. I did.
There's no way.
Yes, we did.
$200 a piece.
Remember, he was like, I'm unemployed. You guys want me to do this? We all PayPal him some money. I could pull up the accounting.
Do it right now. I'm not going to put this on pause. I will just wait in silence.
Believe it or not, you have a heart and you did pitch
him
some money.
So we gave him a little bit of money. Okay, that's fine.
And we fed him.
It was a good time, and we fed him.
Oh, that was the worst because we're all like at Danny's going, I'll have the $2 grand slam, and he was like, "Can I get a porterhouse? A short cocktail?
Fucking asshole!" We're eating macaroni and cheese, and he's like, "What's the prime rib like today?"
Well, at some point we realized like he didn't have enough money, so we're like, "Oh, we have to pay for him to eat."
We had to keep him alive.
Yeah, but then it became like, "Okay, cool, we'll split it up." And then everyone's like, "I paid last time." Yeah. Again, all of us. We're like, there's three meals in a day, and so we're all going to pay every day, pretty much. Yeah.
It was the first, I would say, 10 days of the whole thing was squirrely. And then we started to find the group. Once we got closer to Canada, and then things kind of clicked a little more.
Yeah, once we got to San Francisco, it was great.
I would say that. San Francisco, we were a well-oiled machine.
So I brought enough pot. I tried to bring enough pot to last to San Francisco so we can go all the way through. I had that fruit punch that I got from that place in San Diego that's closed now.
Fruit punch?
Fruit punch pot.
What?
I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, when we were all outside of Starbucks at some point somewhere. Like doing like work at a Starbucks.
Oh,
somewhere.
Right outside San Miguel at the ranch.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The ranch.
So yeah, we were their number one show ever and we're banned from there.
Correct.
Oh, they made an offer to me.
Oh, you
stop bragging.
Yeah, later. They didn't know who I was.
Really?
Because I know they somebody, one of you guys tried to go there and they're like, no, you're not allowed here.
What
and they
this?
Made a call through to me.
I was booked afterwards.
Yeah.
And then Will C said, all the monsters of comedy are banned because they lost a sponsor.
Even though it was the best night sales wise.
Right. Where was this?
It was that place the ranch. Where that old guy did about 35 minutes of material to start the show. So of the corniest, worst material. And we're like, get him the fuck off.
And they made a sign, no DUI joke releases.
DUI joke releases, yeah.
That is a good part of the movie that we do have in there because it kind of shows what you have to go through. And all of us are just looking in there and we're nodding our heads.
The stupidest rules and of we're comedy.
Like,
no.
And then at some point we're like, I guess I don't have any DUI jokes.
Well, that's illegal. I would like to think, isn't it?
Well, the whole thing was don't talk about DUIs because people will stop drinking. And they just want them to keep drinking even if they drive drunk.
Yeah, they don't give a shit about their customers.
But for
illegal to them, you mean?
Yeah.
For the record, Jen Murphy was there the next week. And she said everybody that was there said it was the best show they'd ever seen there.
Oh, that's fine.
So, and you're banned. Congratulations.
I'm fine with that. I don't need to go back there.
An offer to me, it was so low, whatever. It was like $100.
Right.
And it's so it's like an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
No, it's, 2.5.
And it was like, oh, first of all, that's too low. And second of all, I don't like your room.
Right.
And I'm not going
to or the way
there.
You treat my friends.
No, I didn't mind that at all. You can put you in your place. So, all right. So then we get okay, now back to Will C. So that's Patrick. He's supposed to film.
Right. Will C is supposed to not eat his weight.
He's supposed to drive. He's the roadie.
Right.
Let's all be honest with each other. He was a hell of a good punching bag.
Oh, great. When we want something to take out.
That scene with the opera music
that was
still
the night
one
after
of my
the
favorite
ranch.
Thing.
Yeah.
What's the scene with the opera music?
When we left the ranch, we're all tanked, so we make him drive.
Where's the ranch? What's the
Rouse place? Would always have to San be Miguel. Sulu and sit in the front seat, navigating, he didn't know how to navigate because he's never driven before. All he knew how to do was turn up the music to drive Will C. crazy.
Same fucking band. Who'd you play a million
Slayer?
Times?
Volbeat.
No.
Yeah.
Volbeat.
Counting all the assholes in the room.
I'm definitely not alone. I'm not alone.
Just me gacked out of my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Driving to Portland. Just like
I was with you,
tobogganing, bro.
Yep. And then you all fell asleep, I got sleepy.
What's
I was going to what's no the luge? What's that? The bobsled.
Bobsledding.
Because we were going down a hill, and it was just like it was like this. The
it's
ropes
the
were like this. So I was just flying, dude. You guys were all sleeping.
I was up.
I like cranked 90. That thing, and I'm just going for it, dude.
Yeah. Sam, like this metal? Is it metal?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's dude.
Like
it's
a metal song, and he couldn't stop playing. I was like, it's fine. 80 times.
Yeah,
we get all liquored up, and then we all get nostalgic and want to hear the same music.
I loved it, dude.
But
I loved it.
The Will C song was classic radio, and we're blasting it, and it's
Beethoven.
A huge fog storm, and he's only got one good eye as it is.
Oh, yeah,
and then we're pulling into Morro Bay after the ranch, and he can't see.
Find a hotel.
And then, no, we already had a hotel.
Oh, we're trying to get there.
Right, but he stopped at a four-way intersection and jumped out of the car and
quit.
Yeah.
It did get a little
that was the first time
orange.
He cried. That was the first, and he cried three times on the.
Oh, that no! Didn't he cry during Denny's before that?
I think it was after that.
That was the next day.
Oh, that's so great!
I think here's the thing: he got out and said, "Fuck it, I quit," and started crying and ran out, and we just laughed.
And then it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
We don't take you seriously at all.
Well, it also had to do with like him going crazy and the music being played. It was such a contrast between his like insane eruption of anger and just opera being cranked up. It was fucking hilarious.
Little Clockwork Orange kind of environment.
Well, we're all having such a great time and we're yelling at him to fuck with him and he's getting madder about it, but it's just making us happier. He finally quits and runs.
And that hotel is weird too because there was some kind of rule like if we weren't out by a certain time, they were going to fucking stab us or something like that.
Well, and then if I recall, the next day was a work day at Starbucks.
We get kicked out of our venue after a show.
Yeah, because you shit in the bathtub.
No. I mean, after our gig, we had to leave the venue or something? No.
I don't know. All I know is the next day is when we were like, we'll have a work day. Where are we going to stay in San Francisco? And then what happens? God. Tubby says, oh, I can handle that.
Hold on. Yeah.
Tubby's
will,
right?
We were on a shoestring budget. Where the idea was to make enough to pay for the hotels, the gas, the car. We were going to make extra money in the merch.
Get to Canada, and we'll get paid for real. That was the idea.
There was a big gig at the end. What
club
was
three.
That in Vancouver?
Three.
The heavy metal lines. Bar?
What? Laughlines.
Laughlines.
And then Hamilton.
Hamilton later. Yeah.
Which
we're
I loved.
Make enough little gigs here. Some gigs would just pay for the room for the night. Other gigs would give us a little savings.
Yep.
Depending on what it is.
So
we needed, everywhere we got, we needed to find the cheapest place we could possibly find that was okay.
Right.
And we slept three to a room.
Not really. Patrick
yeah,
and...
Yeah, it was only three to a room.
Two to a room, because there were six of us.
Yeah, two rooms we got.
Three.
When did we get three rooms?
In Modesto.
Me and you always shared a room.
Yep. Yeah. Jay and I. And then Patrick and
if they included
Tubby.
A third room, we would get a third room. Like yeah. But if they didn't...
Most of the time it was three to a room. We had the squirrels on the floor and we got
Yeah. Patrick would crash with us and Will would be tortured
that's
with
right,
you guys.
That's right. I apologize. You're right.
And three, sometimes Patrick would be pushed over there because we were the adults.
Yeah, when we decided what the rooming situation was going to be, it's like, yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll mix it up. And then it became quite clear that it was like, wait... I'm not.
It became quite clear.
I'm a pothead, not a cokehead, so I can't be up.
Well, and a cokehead. Or a shithead, because it became clear when we were in.
I think it's time for this now,
Fresno.
Yeah.
And Jay lined up the fucking Great Wall of China in the bathtub.
When?
Okay. When did you start shitting in tubs?
My mom wants to know, too, by the way.
I was trying to break up some of the monotony of this
tour.
That's what you're trying to do.
I don't have a lot of outlets.
It was fun.
I don't know what's worse, the fact that you shit in tubs or that Will C would like, we're not leaving up. Until I clean this up.
Like, yeah, man, that's great. We're on the same page then.
How many logs do you think he had of mine
in his
hand? How
many times you shit on that tour?
18?
Like in a tub.
18 times?
Well, how many hotels did you stay in?
By the way, which shits. Patrick made as the opening of the movie.
Which what? Has got to go.
Which can. Oh, yeah, that was the opening. It's like, hey, here's this great thing. Fucking shit coming out of this guy's ass is the opening scene.
Really? Yeah.
Okay. Also, I should say this, when people are like, oh, shit, what, does he take baths and the shits while he's in a bath? No.
I have audio.
Of what?
Of a bathtub basting from the thing.
That was
really?
In Portland. We should, you know, we should link it as bonus footage.
No, I'll give you two mics. Yeah, but I definitely will put it up there.
This might work.
You have it on speaker?
Well, while you're finding that, let me continue with the fact
that... So he wouldn't
that-
take a bath. He would lean over. He would just, like, open up the shower curtain.
Right.
And then just pull his pants down, standing outside the bath.
Correct.
And then...
Bat over.
Projectile shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Not always projectiles. Sometimes it was just, like, a concrete mixer but laying down.
If
laying
it was
it
me,
down.
It would just come out, like, someone would hit the back of my thighs, and it would just sort of maybe plop.
Sometimes I can explode. Sometimes
it was
drop.
The Jägermeister and processed food. It just goes right through me.
It hit against the back wall of the
yeah,
tub.
I get some torque behind it.
The way I could.
It looks like Dexter if he was in charge of shit.
I
like,
could only
telling what well,
there's a
shit sprays.
There's a scene in The Last
I
Emperor.
Could honestly, if I had some preparation, I could knock Sam's hat off from here,
from
shit.
There?
Yeah.
12 feet?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't stand here.
I could stand
and let you nail me with your fucking shit arrows.
On like a milk crate, I could get it like without even getting any brown on the rim of his hat. I could get it behind his head and on the back wall. Like a three-pointer.
I'll compare it to this. There's a scene in The Last Emperor where this kid realizes that he's not allowed to leave the holy city, the king city in China. And he challenges the guards, let him out, and they stand in front of him. It's the only time he's been told he can't do anything. And he was so mad, he had this pet mouse in his pocket. And he was so mad, he took it out of his pocket and turned and just hucked it against the wall as hard as possible. And it slammed against the wall and sort of stuck there as his guts and blood and eyeballs pop out.
There was eyeballs in my shit?
And then it just sort of slowly, like, falls off, like, slowly. That's how that shit looked. Like, it slammed against.
It stinks, too, doesn't it?
Oh.
It's the
Your
smell.
Shits are the emperor's anger.
The smell.
It is. Yeah. I think... Yeah,
you would walk and you would come out and you'd be like,
I turn up the heat too.
Something happened.
Someone broke into our rooms
again. And then Will would be like, well, we're not leaving. This isn't how we do it in the fucking armed forces. I'm ready to fucking clean this bitch up.
Has he been in every branch of the armed forces, which I've never heard of?
Only three.
Someone broke in. Did they steal anything?
And everyone would be laughing. I knew what it was at some point, but I'd still be like, I got to see it.
Yep.
As soon as you open, cross the threshold of the bathroom, like right around there, within a foot either way, you'd be like, whoa.
It's heavy. It's just a bad diet.
I don't think I ever went into your guys' room.
That's probably smart.
Yeah, you did, because that was the Great Wall of China in Fresno. Or not Fresno. Fresno, when you first saw it and you... The look on your face. It's in the movie. It's bad.
I knew never to go in there.
But is it Sam, when Sam and Ari come up the door to kind of assess what's going on, Ari's got this kind of sinister grin, like a kid who found a dead cat. And Sam's got this look of disgust and repulse.
Hey, why am I with these people?
So anyway, where are we going to stay in San Francisco as long as we're on
the
road?
Hold on. We haven't even come close to that. So we started in this thing. San Francisco's already for a while. So we're going town to town, living as cheap as possible. Motel 6s, pretty much.
Pretty much.
And for me, by the way, I'm coming from Rogan gigs. That's pretty much the only other road stuff I've done. Yeah. La Jolla, which is the condo, which is fun.
Right.
But then it's just Rogan gigs, which is like UFC pace for those rooms.
Sure. How do you like to fly first class?
Four seasons, first class flights.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all great. And then it's like three to a room at a Motel 6.
Yeah.
It's
better get that bar of soap first.
Oh, yeah.
We're definitely the adults, and it was easier to do our room. And sometimes Patrick would...
He'd be like, hey, let me know when you're out of the
shower. Yeah, we're total adults.
Yeah.
I got to love Ari on this trip.
A complete gentleman on the road, but it's so fun to watch him freak out all the time. I can't help it.
Complete gentleman.
Neff, you would go... You would get so angry so fast.
Benjamin Buttons, remember?
Yeah. You room with him.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was?
Because it's not just shit.
Benjamin
Buttons,
like he was getting older looking as we went along.
Yeah, Trigeria.
Yeah.
Yeah, every morning we'd see him at breakfast. He'd be like, hello, kids.
I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah, at breakfast.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, you were using heavily then.
I think I was.
I mean, everything, right?
No, I don't smoke pot.
You didn't smoke pot much? No. Maybe had a couple hits the whole trip.
You were pretty drunk a lot.
Yeah. It's called maintenance drinking, for the record.
We check his hand every morning. Remember at breakfast?
Shaking. And he's not like trying to play it up. He's like, no, fuck you. I can keep it still.
Yeah, you're definitely like the newborn. You have to get your medicine or else you're
going
to die, dude.
It was like watching your hand going. It's a little better now.
Yeah,
it's
but still I'm
terrible.
Sober.
It's terrible now.
Yeah.
But it's a little better.
Yeah, I'll Parkinson's in a week.
Your hand shaking was like a 1960s air conditioning that's still in use.
What is it, like post-traumatic...
stress disorder?
Yeah, I think that's what
it's called PTSD.
PTSD.
Yeah, pick up a book,
he
asshole.
Has that in place, and then add five lunatics into a cage.
Yeah.
He was going through the roof. He was aging about 5 years every week.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It was also very hilarious.
We also had the saying that... Chris Neff would go from zero to fire.
Zero to 60.
And I started at 60, and then we were like, we need further than 60. What's further than 70? Like, I'm on fire! Just in no time. We'd be like, hey, this is a trip. Oh, we missed a turn. Yeah. Like, well, we can just get the next one, because really any exit works here.
Yeah.
We're on a schedule, assholes.
There's no transition.
Yeah.
It's just out of the box.
There's no build.
Fucking assholes!
Yeah, I guess that was all the coke and booze, huh?
Probably.
Yeah, that must have something to do with it.
You know what? I don't think we really had any coke until we got to San Francisco.
No, there's no way that's true. Because in Stockton, the autistic girl did a bunch of coke with you guys.
That's right.
She hung herself.
I don't know anything about that. But San Francisco's a lot of crazy shit happened in San Francisco.
Let's do the autistic
girl. Didn't Chris pull a knife on you in San Francisco in that bar?
No, but his brother threatened to kill me.
May he rest
in
peace.
Okay, fuck it. Let's just do San Francisco.
Before we go to San Francisco, we're at Denny's, and it's a work day, and it's like, where are we going to stay in San Francisco?
Well, we're going to be there for a long time.
A week.
Because we got a night at...
Club Deluxe.
Where's that? That's where you pulled the knife on Sam. That's in the Haight-Ashbury.
Right.
Okay. Who was... Sam, give it to me. We had an agreement. I'll put it in my pocket. No. Show me how it's off.
I'm turning it off.
Okay. We also have a night in Pleasanton. yeah. Tommy T's.
Pleasanton.
And then we
Tommy
have a T's. San Jose improv gig.
Yeah.
And then we also have the Purple Onion before we
Purple
leave
Onion
town.
In San Francisco.
Which we're all stoked about.
Super stoked.
My favorite gig was that Oakland gig. I really enjoyed that
at the
gig.
The Parish.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's open anymore.
Chappelle played.
Right.
It was, yeah. It was such a great vibe.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Ari murdered that night. I remember that. Murdered.
Really?
So the point is, okay, guys, we got to be in San Francisco in a day. Where are we going to stay?
We're going to be there for five shows.
Or five shows.
We're within driving distance of the same spot, so let's just stay in San Fran. Have a 4 or 5 days in San Fran.
Because Big Al couldn't get us.
Right, accommodations.
We did the same thing later in near Washington, where we had a gig in Seattle, gig by the coast. Like, let's just hole up in one spot.
So dumbass raises his hand. We'll
dumbass
see.
Dumbass will see.
And says, "I got this, guys. I got a place to stay."
Like, what? Are you about to be the hero?
He's gonna step in, save the day, and instead of where are we staying, he goes into a monologue about his 5-year-old friend who he went to kindergarten with from Kansas City, who needed a friend, and he starts bawling. And then immediately says, "I got us a room, $800 for the it's taken care of. Knob Hill Inn, taken care of."
Yeah,
he said it was a nice house.
Now he hadn't talked to this guy
in 35 years,
like in forever.
But the guy said, "I work there. It's his bed and breakfast."
No, he owned timeshare there.
Yeah,
okay.
And he was like,
I think this guy was a rich,
just
like drug addict. Gag dude.
And run of the
like
mill.
35, 40-year-old, and now he's just like, doesn't make
we
any money on his own.
We were going to sleep at his house with him and his boyfriend.
Right.
Remember at one point?
That Will was, went to?
That was, because originally we were going to stay at his place.
Right.
And he had a small suite, and there's 6 guys.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then we.
They would have come flying everywhere.
We get a call on the way up, and Will says, he's got it, comped, it's a timeshare. And then we get there, and this place is amazing.
It's beautiful.
It's probably 150 years old.
It's nice.
What would it cost? Yeah. What did it cost nightly?
It was like $250 a night.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's comped.
Yeah, I think even more than that, because there was a few rooms in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knob
Hill Inn. And it was in the heart of San Francisco.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Like, Knob Hill. Like,
things are turning around.
We could park a few blocks away, but you could like walk different places.
Yep.
And
we get there and we're like, this is amazing.
We'll see. Fuck yeah. You did it, man.
Yep. I think we did actually say, we gave him some props.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? We've been picking on you for a long time, but you did right.
You came through.
That's why we rode you.
Yep.
For this moment. So you come through.
You'd appreciate it.
Okay. Will also had spent a lot of time when he was younger getting raped in the butt.
Right. And that was his connection with this kid.
Yeah.
The guy didn't rape him in his butt, but they were both kind of misfits.
Will had gotten butt fucked. Yeah. And his parents had abused him, and his only friend was this faggot from Kansas City. And they bonded, and that's when he started breaking down. He said, "I just really needed a friend," and he started crying.
Oh, yeah, he started crying. And he was like, "Wait, you haven't seen this guy in 30 years? What are you talking about? He's a kindergarten friend."
Correct.
That's so weird, right? Why did we even fall for it? No, we go, dude, this makes no sense.
We have to be
I remember saying that. This makes no sense,
like,
Will.
Dude, shut up. Free. Shut up.
We'll take it.
Yeah, Will, okay, he would always also complain about being butt raped and stuff when he was little and how now he can't hold his shits in because his butt was still ripped apart.
His asshole got stretched.
And we, instead of going like, oh, and give him what he wanted,
we laughed.
Like, I'm so sorry for you, man. We're just like, ha-ha, little butt rape boy.
Right in his face.
Well, because he always used it as some weird excuse
to
explain off how he fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
I'm leaving late today, man. What the fuck? Where's the t-shirt? You left him in the car?
Yeah.
It's a mile away.
Well, I was butt raped.
Yeah, it's like, that's nothing to do with anything.
I had a hard life. I've got PTS ass rape.
And every day it was something new. Like, if there's something we need from him, he had a new condition that he couldn't do it.
Well, he's got two new ones now, apparently.
Will's one of those guys where he has had some stuff that's wrong to him. But, like, drama queens will do this a lot. Well, they will brag every time they get into an accident or traffic was bad or anything. They're letting you know how crazy it was. And you're like, everything happens crazy to you, or you just complain more. I think that's what it is.
You're drawn there.
And we don't want to deal with it. It's like you're just making up a reason of something horrible that happened to you so you could get out of an excuse. Yeah, you did something wrong.
Bottom line, we check into the hotel first night. We got a great gig at the New Parish. And for the record, I agree. It was a great show. Cool place in Oakland.
Yeah.
And then,
was that the first show or was the deluxe
first.
The
first show? No. First show was
first. I loved the New Parish. Great or last
the
parish?
The balcony.
New Parish. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's all black. The balcony.
Yep.
It just and then had we a nice out. Vibe.
And then we went out drinking in Oakland.
Maybe I'll go there and do a show.
It's
I don't
great.
Think it's there anymore.
It is.
No way.
My friend works there.
Really?
Lara works there. Yeah.
I love that room. The new Paris. And it's so weird because inside was gorgeous and then outside is Oakland.
Yeah, right
downtown
there.
Oakland.
Well, it's one of those where it's like Oakland has some nice areas with hipsters and stuff, and you're talking about a two-block like change.
It's right in Oaksterdam, right where the university is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, by the way, we hung out there the next day in the nice hipster part of town.
Yeah, Piedmont.
Yeah, okay. And me and Patrick went to one of the pot dispensaries.
Mm-hmm. Like, you dressed him up like a faggot.
Yeah, I bought the vest for him. I saw a nice vest.
That vest is one of the worst.
It was like a Christmas sweater.
It was terrible.
It was really bad.
It looked like an escaped mental patient had made it in prison or something.
But it was $5. It was wild.
And it didn't fit. I don't think it buttoned up.
Yeah. What was it?
It was just some way at their store.
And it was like some weird design. It had like Christmas ornaments on it.
All over it. Patches
in the movie. It's very informative because you basically show, hey, this is my iPhone. I'm going to Google pot dispensaries, and it's kind of like a how-to of how to score drugs in Oakland. So it is educational.
Well, he made it look all psychedelic.
Yeah, totally. He's so hit and miss.
55%. You're right. 55%.
His consistency was out the window.
We went to this pot room, by the way, and it's some weird other room where we located it. It was kind of weird to find there was this you know when they have chain link fence on the inside of the fence is like tarp?
Yeah.
So it had that. Yeah, like something on the so you can see the fence and you can see green like right behind it. And so it had that with a little hole on it. And we were like, is this the place? And we saw some guy's eye pop into the hole. And we were like, what you want? We're like, is this? And we named the pastor. Is this like divine whatever? And he goes, yeah. And he slides open the thing. He goes, get that camera the fuck out of here. To Patrick, really? And he's like, yes, sir, it's going away.
It's like you were going to meet the resistance.
Yeah, and I was like...
From Total Recall?
Yeah, I brought up my pot license, my prescription. He goes, we don't do that shit here. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, wait, I'm still in California. What are you talking about? Of course you do it here. This is a California... Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, we're street, bro.
Yeah, just illegal. They go, we do it differently here. We make you do a $5 membership... They sort of vet everybody on their own, and then they just close that.
Preferred customers and so on.
Yeah, and then you just go and get stuff there. That's where I got gummies. And
I remember that. I had some of the stuff, Rice Krispies. It was good.
Yeah, I got a bunch of treats.
That was the first thing outside of a cookie I've eaten as an edible before. I think you had Jolly Ranchers. Gummies? Yeah.
Yeah, they were pretty good. Mm. And that was supposed to last us all the way up the coast. That was the last stop where I can get legal weed.
Well, this trip is where you learned about your love of gummy bears, right? Didn't I turn you on to that?
This is it.
I feel like I made a difference
in
your
life. A little bit, but then I was like, yeah, I probably got it from you. Yeah, you would eat gummy bears, and I fucking love them.
Every day, all the time.
Weed gummy bears?
All the time.
Actual gummy bears, just the Haribo. And then,
they have pot gummy bears.
Yeah. That's
what we got. Yeah, but now
I love gummy bears.
They're great.
Yeah, but you can just stuff fistfuls of them down your throat.
Yeah, you can go eight at a time.
Yeah.
So bad for you and bad for your teeth. Really?
Gummy bears are really bad for you?
It's just crap.
It's all processed.
Well, I know it's not good, but it's like bad.
Well, they talk about for your teeth, it has sticking agents that'll stick to your, like make the sugar stick to your teeth.
It gave me the diarrhea in the bathtub, I'll tell you that.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's an excuse. So, what is that?
Nicotine gum.
Oh, nice.
We ate some good meals. We did all right food-wise.
So we're staying in San Francisco. It's fucking fabulous. The Parrish gig was good.
Yeah.
No, we ate Denny's the whole time.
I like Denny's.
True. We had Tommy's joint right across from a Hotel Opal.
Oh, yeah. You remember that? That was great.
It's world-renowned.
Was that in San Francisco?
Yep.
Oh, that was...
Wait, we stayed at the Hotel Opal one night?
Yep.
Oh, that brisket?
That was the first night.
The very first night.
That's right.
Tommy's
and then
joint.
And that's when I discovered Yelp. And I was like, let's look on Yelp, see if anything's close. And this place, Tommy's joint, got like 4.5 stars. And it
just
was like
up the street.
A block away.
Yeah. It was awesome.
We ate there.
I could eat there like 3 days a week.
It was like Russian food too. They had like stew and
what's it called? Pierogies and stuff like that.
Oh, sausages. It was so comfort food.
And open late.
What was it? Yeah. Was it a barbecue place or a Polish place?
Eastern European kind of smokehouse kind of place. It was great.
It was great. We ate there a few times. So we're having a great time in San Francisco.
Yep.
The quiet before the storm.
Right. Everybody's loving it. We have our own beds.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone had their own rooms.
Yep.
You still hadn't fucked Hawthorne yet, had you?
I have never fucked Amy Hawthorne.
She's a good person.
Did you eat her out?
No, I've never.
I think your brother did.
From behind.
What?
I think your brother boned her.
Oh, your brother was in Oakland, too, right?
Yeah.
I
think he ate her out.
Okay, he did not eat her out.
Well, not now, but he did before.
In San Francisco, at that gig that what's his name did? Who's the Mexican?
Oh, Big Al?
Big Al Gonzalez. Yeah. That's where you guys started fighting.
Right, but first of all, we'd been at Pleasanton the night before.
Yeah, okay, where Tommy Sam T's. Was like trying to give you advice on what to do in your act.
Right.
And you did not like take it well.
Right.
And then I remember Sam going like, well, I got to tell him something else. I was like, Sam, leave it alone. This is not, you've said what you want to say to somebody.
Right.
When you give someone advice, you tell them once, and if they want to take it, it's on them.
Right.
To push something down their throat the way Kirk Fox used to with jokes. Like, no, you got to do this. I'm like, just right. Shut up. I tried. Right. It didn't work. Right.
Yeah, we got in a big fight that night.
We did.
Yeah. And you stormed off and said, right. Fuck it.
You screamed at me. I screamed at you.
Right. It was bad.
What was the fight over?
The fight
just,
was...
I love Chris, and at the time, Chris's act didn't reflect who Chris was.
I agree with you to a certain extent.
And Chris was doing something that I thought was not conducive to him... like crushing you on stage. It was
but the other
real.
Issue was that you didn't want to offend women because you were talking
that's
about
not
I, no no you said I don't want to do an anti-woman tour.
I still want to do, yeah, and I still don't want to do a dick show,
right.
A sausage fest. And you know, I mean, personally, and you might not agree with this, I always felt like how Chris's set went always determined if we sold t-shirts or not.
Oh yeah.
If he had a great set, we sold t-shirts. If he had a weird set, and we all had weird sets once in a while,
right.
We didn't sell t-shirts.
Right.
And I felt like that was, so I'm like, man, it's directly affecting my money situation.
Oh, right.
But at the end of the day,
you can't be the fucking censor, the guy who's like, you can't be the Comedy Central.
No, and that's not what I wasn't trying to do.
Yeah.
Bottom line is.
So you got in a fight.
Yeah, and then I went to Oakland to stay with my brother.
Said, fuck it, I'm staying with my brother.
That's Chris's move. Wah, I'm going home.
Wait, Chris, what'd you say, Chris? Oh, I'm sorry, that was Neff. That was Ralph. Oh. I got blocked by this for a second. I thought Chris was over there, too.
No.
Talking. You did such a good impression of him.
That was really good.
Oh, no,
you should do impressions.
And for the record, I did have a really nice place to stay.
It's me. You stay on a boat, right?
What's up?
A boat?
Well, then fuck you, then.
No, I was staying in Oakland right off Piedmont at my buddy Sebastian's house. That was the night you decided to take Oxycontin.
You hang out with Jabuda?
Sebastian Janikowski, the kicker from the Raiders?
No. Lara, who's my brother's friend. And then that was the night you took Oxycontin and went into a coma for a day and a half. You were there too. So.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they had the time-released Oxycontin, the kind you can't shoot up and crush up. You just have to swallow it and ride it out.
Yeah.
And these two. Forget about it.
I don't know anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't remember that.
I don't either.
Of course you don't. You blacked out.
Did we have a show that night?
Yes. We had a show every night.
Oh, yeah. Where was the show?
San Jose Improv.
And were they all oxied out?
That was a fun show, too.
That was a fun show. Yeah. Justin Hollister put that together.
Yeah.
He put that together that run.
Yeah. Well, that was the pot sweetener if you did the Big Al thing. It was like, you go to Club Deluxe, $150, but $500 for
San Jose,
so it's all worth it.
And a room in San Jose? Or we said no.
No, because we had the Knob Hill thing.
Yeah.
It was like why would we leave? Why would we leave?
That's the worst part, is we could have saved all that money if we would have gone to the other place.
But it's like, because it would be one room.
Why would we take some shitty hotel when we're the kings of fucking San Francisco and Knob Hill?
Yeah, we were all sitting pretty there for a few days.
And everything felt great.
We all had our own room, I think.
Yep.
Where'd you sleep? I slept in the end room.
I slept on the pull-out couch. Yeah.
But it was,
in the room with the
just
TV.
So the people understand, it was elegant. It was like old fucking antique furniture.
Oh, yeah.
Classy.
Yeah. Oh, when you say 150 years old, you mean it might have, as a business, it might have been around.
Oh, yeah. Years. But it's a bed and breakfast. Bed and breakfast.
Well, it had been redone. What it is
a kitchen.
Yeah.
It was a fridge.
Those used to be houses.
Yeah.
People lived in them.
Yep.
Like one family lived in that whole thing. And then they're like, okay, we got to break that up. And then they break it into hotel rooms. Yep.
And then Wilsey got a couple parking tickets that week because he couldn't read the street signs.
Motherfucker.
Yep. And we were like, oh, don't worry. Petty cash it. No biggie. We're the kings of Knob Hill.
Yeah.
We got money to burn.
Yeah, we had to justify any sort of space. If we want to get the car out of parking and pay an extra $13, we got to say, hey, guys, do we all want to take a trip to the Haight-Ashbury right now? Let's all do this, and we'll decide to pay for the – if one guy wanted to go, like, you can't just take the
car. Did Will's friend ever hit on you guys?
The gay guy?
No.
Yeah.
No. He was hitting on me.
Did we meet him?
He was the he brought us into the hotel.
And he came to dinner, got drinks with us one night.
Yep.
Okay, so then – night five, or whatever it is, the final night.
Right.
We go to sleep. This is great. We're like, hey, is it all taken care of? Will suddenly can't reach this guy.
Well, back up first. We still had the purple onion. And we were like, guys, numbers are light. Let's go flyer the neighborhood. We'll split up into teams. Ari and I went to the Fisherman's Wharf. You guys went to Haight-Ashbury.
Yeah.
And flyer to get people to come to our Purple Onion.
And we're flyering all day. And I think ultimately, if I recall, we brought in two customers off the street.
Fuck yeah.
That was, the flyering was a personal hell for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm sort of
you're not that guy.
General, yeah. To say, hey, guys, come to our show,
and I love it. I'm a people person.
You excelled.
With him and Will, you were like circus barkers.
Yep. I was like, hey, do you want to take this flyer?
And I have a feeling you guys didn't do shit. You probably just went to Haight-Ashbury.
Nothing.
And just were like,
threw him in the garbage. Went and got a beer.
Hey, act like you've been in show business before, asshole. Put the mic in your mouth.
We just went and walked around. I bought some, I think I bought a t-shirt there.
Nice.
That's nice.
Yep. And then, so we go to the show, and then it ended up
being... Was there
anybody there? Yeah, we had 20.
It was
one of our best shows.
Yeah, don't ever say that. 20 people?
No, but in terms of like the actual show, the fun of it?
Yeah.
A lot of fun. The people in San Fran are pretty cool. The people that come out to shows.
San Francisco is great because you can talk about...
They get
some deep stuff without their brains locking up. They'll actually take time and digest what you're saying.
Yeah. As opposed to that gig where we all ate the steak, where you crushed.
Who are you pointing at?
Neff. Sorry, good point. Neff crushed.
Oh, the Hillbilly
Tripoli,
Town?
The Hillbilly Town. Tripoli did a fucking closer in the middle of the show. And then me and Rouse just ate dicks and just hated the people.
It's terrible. Right.
That's when I stopped doing bar gigs.
That's when I remember.
When I heard a guy in the back just yell out, why don't you talk about pussy?
Yeah.
And I was like,
so now they say that at the improv instead of a bar.
They don't say that.
I'm like,
it was awful. The light, the stage,
I love them.
Everything was a disaster.
And I was like, yeah, I guess I could do lap dances for you guys right now. I don't want to do that.
See, I enjoy doing gigs. Like, I'll enjoy getting like a rock club, getting the door, making my money that way, because I just enjoy doing those gigs. I like doing comedy clubs too, but with comedy clubs you got to kind of like play by their rules, and I do that most of the times, but sometimes I just want to go up there and scorch the place.
Well, my feeling is this, and that closer is one of the best closers in comedy. Heath Heich, that closer. There's a few other ones. I saw I forget, some Mexican guy at the Ice House have had somebody in the audience propose to somebody else.
Great. Which closer are you talking about?
Sam's?
Yeah, which one?
When he would bring
sexy
up
dance competition
to 10 different people on stage. There'd be somebody singing the national anthem.
Right.
Somebody else would be doing karate kicks in the front of the stage. Two people were like motorboarding.
We sing We Are the World.
Yep. Someone else is doing a lap dance on top of another person.
He actually did that and closed that with our second monster show when we were in LA. We were trying to get heat behind us. And it's great.
Now, Sam
did footage of that
in the middle of the show at a fucking horrible bar.
Right.
And it was great. Everyone's screaming and hollering.
That was all Hell's Angels.
Oh, that was there?
Remember that?
I think you're exaggerating.
No, bro. It was all fucking... There was a bunch of Hell's Angels there. With all due respect to the Hell's Angels, no disrespect.
I just saw guys that looked like they worked
biker
at feed stores. And, you know...
That was a locals. Biker bar, bro. Okay. That was a straight-up biker bar.
There were girls there.
But Hell's Angels have girls.
Do they?
Yeah, they drive them on the back of their motorcycles. Oh, they don't have girls, they have bitches? I don't know anything about that.
Anyway,
I have no respect for the Hell's Angels.
And had a great show. And to back up, you were correct. We had to check out the night before because we left town right after the Purple Onion show. So we're...
We also did another gig, Rooster Teeth Feathers.
Pleasanton. We already covered it. We glossed over it.
That was okay. That was all right.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
Great show.
At all these shows, usually one person would have... Great set.
Yeah, there would be a rotation of who's super crushed.
And the whole thing was always like, who's going first? I don't care, you go. No, I don't want to go. And we could never decide on the order.
Care until somebody was like, all right, fine, then you.
I didn't mind. I could go first, and then sometimes I would close.
Well, my thing is, too, is like, if you're going to do that closer, that's totally fine, but you've got to do that at the end of the show. That is not a middle of show.
Right. I think that was honestly the reason I did that was just trying to survive.
It was a hell gig. But Neff had crushed it.
I don't know why you don't like bar gigs. I really love the interaction between
people. Because his act isn't conducive to a bar gig. His act is kind of like smooth jazz, dude.
I don't bring on someone on stage to lap dance them.
I don't do that.
No.
Don't look at me when you say that.
Hey, dude, I'm proud of everything I do. Different shows for different rooms, man.
I agree.
You can go up there and be hoity-toity and eat a dog's dick on stage, or you can go crush it. I go somewhere else, I pull it back.
You got a you got your dick signed on that show.
I did.
And then got drunk. And was, you were loving that night so much.
That was amazing.
You definitely were champion.
Yeah, and then I wake up with a silver Sharpie dick the next day.
Me and Rouse are just like, let's get out of here. These are farmers.
We did do well in merch there, though.
We crushed in merch because you guys kept staying outside selling more merch.
Yeah.
We got our shitty free meal.
That was like,
what are you talking about? That was great food.
I was on a plastic plate.
You've never been to a barbecue?
It was bad barbecue. Yeah.
It was sitting around. I think it had been sitting around or something. Okay. It was kind of like, oh, by the way,
hey, let's pay that hotel bill.
Yeah. So we checked out the day of the last show, the morning of the last show. We had to check out of the hotel because we don't want to pay for that night.
And we're thinking, oh, we'll give you some free T-shirts. We'll put you as the tour sponsor in the movie.
As long as you mention it in the movie,
right.
Mention the name of the place, we're all good.
Yep.
Again, carry Will off on our shoulders kind of attitude.
Yep.
If it's possible, and we got reinforcements.
Right. So all seven of us.
Yeah.
Well, it was just hit.
So you go to check out.
So yeah, I go to check out. They're like, that'll be $860 or something more than
God.
That.
Yep. Like, it was like $900.
Yep. It was something massive. It came down to like $860 or something. But like, they were like, oh, I'm like, oh no. Actually, we worked it out with Bill, whatever his guy's name.
Jason.
Is. Jason.
Jason the queer.
Jason the queer. We worked it out with Jason the queer. It's all taken care of. And they're like, you worked what out with Jason the queer?
Yeah, there's no paper trail whatsoever.
Cue the crying veteran.
Yeah, like let me try to call him. They try to call him.
I fought for this country.
Right.
Oh, that was shit.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. So it's like, what's going on? We're not just giving you a deal. What are you talking about? I was like, no, it's free. The guy's like, fuck no. You stayed here for 4 days. Should we call the cops right now?
Right.
We're not trying to run over on you.
This is
we had a deal.
Right. Like, and I think he was only charging us 25%. The $800 would have been like $3,200.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Which is so a
like,
great
we
deal.
Can bring it out to this, like employee rate, but even that, we're like, no, even that, that's going to kill us.
And then we call the guy, and he's just like, hey, you guys should have known, you're grown men.
Oh, yeah.
And Will's
he's
like,
a drama queen. He's a drama queen. Exactly. Fucking
rich kid. He's shady, bro. Yep. He's a drug addict.
And then Will see. Proceeds to turn on the waterworks.
But I could see him faking it.
Yeah.
Oh, I could see him.
He's a good actress.
Trying to cry. And I'm like, I can see. He's like, guys, to the people behind the counter, he's like, we worked this out. And I can't, these guys are counting on me. And I don't. And it looks so bad that I was like, I was just thinking, get the fuck out of here.
Right. You're
can't
just like.
Fake cry in front of them.
Right. So you whip out your Amex, settle
the
deal.
I haven't seen an actor like that since Battlefield Earth.
And then, so you whip out your Amex, you take one for the team. Right. And then we all meet up at Mel's, and I have this conversation recorded on my iPhone.
Oh, yeah, they have a Mel's there.
And Sam is ready to fucking call the cops, say we got swindled, let's take this guy to fucking jail. Somebody mentions murder.
Who mentioned murder?
Rouse leads in, he goes, so we're talking about murder, right? That's how we want to handle this?
Oh, my gosh.
And we're like, yes, let's do this. And then we're like, fuck it, let's bite the bullet, have one good show and get out of town. Yeah. And then, you know, that's Purple Onion. And then...
The reason we had to leave that night is because we were going all the way to Portland.
Correct.
Which was like 10 as well. 10
hours.
That wicked bar that we went to, the Devil's Elbow, it was
in
like
Portland.
The burlesque club.
Yeah, that was Portland. That was Portland. So my cousin dances there.
So
really? What's her name?
Megan.
I will be there.
With all the tatted up chicks?
Yep. Suicide chicks.
One. Yeah.
Suicide chicks. Hold on. So, in and up, the amount of actual money it cost us to stay at that Nob Hill place. Right. Was relatively cheap compared to like the amount of money we spent.
Right, but the anger you had towards Will C at that point.
It was the first time I let it out.
Right.
We just weren't up for any surprises.
You were basically just like, you're a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a fucking liar.
Will, shut up. You're a liar.
I know how to hurt people calmly.
Yeah.
When I'm angry enough, I can do that where I'm just like, yeah, he's like, well, I said, no, you're a liar, Will. Yeah. What you do is lie to people. No.
Yeah.
Because what you're going to say is another lie, right?
Right. Let me see the text message trail. I remember you wanting that.
Show me the proof then.
Yeah. It was a kangaroo.
Because you can't show me because you're a liar. Yeah, that's all you do.
It was a kangaroo court in the back of a Chevy Blazer.
I'm not going to let him out-talk me. I'm like, let's see the fucking details.
Yeah, and then it's like, guys, let's just man up. We got 10 hours of driving.
Mel's. Yeah. And it's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ship sailed.
Yeah. I was so angry.
If I recall, the plan was, okay, we got our 10-hour drive. We'll all do 3-hour shifts. And then Sam and I
didn't let me drive once.
Sam and I just bit the bullet.
You don't have a license.
Sam and I bit the bullet.
Because we had to get from San Francisco to Portland for a gig the next night.
Yeah.
And so Sam is like, just give me the juice.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know what you're talking about.
I was already drunk.
That bottle of Jägermeister that was in the door for a month.
We bought a bottle of Jägermeister in San Diego.
You were the only one who thought.
Jay bought it.
I bought a bottle of
Jäger. Why would you buy a bottle of Jäger?
Because that's his drink.
Some people like Gatorade. Some people like Jägermeister.
The best part is we're all like, we always have to be careful. Whoever's driving has to be sober. Where should we put the Gator or the Jägermeister bottle? Well, how about right in the door where if a cop pulled over, he can smell it right there. And that thing was with us the whole time.
I sipped on it.
Yeah. So the point is, Sam jumped in the passenger seat. We took some Adderall because we were like,
well, hey, I jumped in the driver's
seat. That's what I mean.
And we just went for
Adderall?
It.
Adderall? You went for Adderall for it?
Hey, it's like trucker math. No, we had good. A job to do. Smart. Eastbound and down.
We had to get to Portland the next day.
You went like 90 the whole way.
Yeah.
That is some of the best driving I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Because that's in up in the five, where it gets windy as fuck.
Right.
And we blasted the Volbeat. I had a 12-pack of fucking Bud.
You were all sleeping?
You guys were knocked out. And then it was just like Volbeat.
You and Crockett and Tubbs up front getting liquored
it was
up.
Basically,
the way we would do it is we would have somebody driving, almost always Rouse in the front seat.
Right.
DJ. The passenger seat, DJing his fucking music that only he likes. I'm like, just put on something everyone likes. Let's just go 80s. Uh-huh. 80s, we can all agree it's fine.
Are you saying I have bad taste in music?
Rouse
bad.
Is like, everybody likes to fall asleep to Slayer.
Yeah.
It wasn't always Slayer.
But we'd have usually two people in the back, either me and Sam, me and Neff.
Three rows of seats, though.
Yeah the then, kid always the had pig, to sit in the back.
And the way back was
the wiener Patrick wagon.
And
Patrick and Cletus.
And Will packed in, like, my neck hurts. I have injuries.
Shut up.
Harvey. Shut your fucking face.
Can you guys put on the air conditioner?
And then he'd always be like, Patrick, can you film something? Ari, stop giving him weed. I'm like, look, he can film his weed system. I'm saying, do you want it? It's up to him to say no.
Yeah, so Patrick was like on a hamster wheel around you, just like taking drugs.
So after your exceptional driving and blasting Volbeat,
thank you.
We get into Oregon and I take over. And I remember literally my eyes were fading right when we got to Portland. And it's like, okay, we have 6 hours to sleep.
Is this when you stepped in the dead possum?
No, well, I'll get there. And then we get in, and you and I are like, let's just find a shitty motel. We find a shitty motel.
Remember this.
We're ready to take a nap. We check in. You get under the covers, full clothes.
You just go. Hat off.
Yep.
That's it. Just
Ari walks in. Ari walks in, and he's like, No, we're not staying here.
It was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
I know, but you're so tired. I'm tired.
You had to look around. It was like black around all the drains.
Where did we end up staying?
Motel 6 in Portland.
In Portland?
Yeah.
Portland proper.
So we get into the Motel 6. Yeah, I remember,
but no, hold on. Before that. So we're like, because we just got a key. It was one of those that had a key, an actual key with a big fat oval thing on the end of it that you open the doors with. We look. We're like, oh, this is gross. We have to tell them we're not staying here. And me and Neff's like, yeah, I agree. This is pretty bad.
He flipped.
But like, we got to tell Sam. So we go up there. He's already asleep. We go up quietly, up these steps. No. And Neff goes, hey, Sam.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
Hey, Sam. Sam. He won't wake up. And Neff's like, Sam, Ari doesn't want to stay here.
I totally blamed it on you.
Didn't know I was there.
He always passes the buck.
Oh, my God.
Always.
I sold you out so
and Sam
bad.
Sam was like, that fucking faggot! That fucking faggot!
He said Jew about three times.
Jew fucking faggot! We can't stay out of his fucking dick! I was right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He hadn't seen me.
Yep.
And then not me. All of us have agreed. This is below.
Dude, I was so tired.
I know. It was bad. And then it was like, okay, find the Motel 6. We get to the Motel 6. And then we have like 4 hours to crash. Before our show, it's the middle of the day.
At the Baghdad Theater.
Which was fun and hell all at the same time.
Right. But Rouse disappeared and met somebody, some heroin guy. I remember that.
Where was that?
Yep, your buddy.
Oh, my friends, from there were bands in Portland.
Yeah.
And we went and go see Triptychon in 1843, black metal bands at the concert.
We saw them?
No.
Yeah, that Baghdad was interesting because there were hecklers, Hawaii. I think that's the guys from Acid.
No, mushrooms.
Mushrooms were there.
They were on mushrooms.
They were on mushrooms. I had friends come and they just hated your guys' act and they heckled you the whole time.
Yeah.
And I went up there and I had a great set, but the guy was like, I should have had fucking Ari clothes. I'm like, fuck you, man. I super crushed that shit.
And the theater's a beautiful theater. It's a 600-seat theater.
I played there afterwards. I played there at the Portland, the Bridgetown Festival.
And there was probably packed, though, too.
It was way more full.
You weren't doing 60 people.
No, but all the lights went out.
Oh, really?
All the lights went out, and the sound guy was just out smoking. We're like, what the fuck? I was like, they wouldn't do this if it was Kristen Schaal performing here. I guarantee you they have it ready. And the fucking – there was a screen going. And then it was one of the best things I've done in comedy. Then everyone in the audience turned on their fucking iPhone flashlights. And put it up on me, and I was like, guys, it's not going to work. But then everyone did. I was like, and it really touched me. I was like, well, that's really cool, actually. All right.
I'll oh, my God. The ice melted.
Cool theater, though, because you could drink and eat there. You know?
It was pizza. Nice. It was nice theater.
Bar right in the corner.
Yeah, Portland's cool, man. The chicks are cool. It's a really interesting vibe. And then we went and all hung out.
That's the Devil's. One of the first places, too, where I was taking a walk just to get away from you guys for a little bit. And just down that where that road is, where the Baghdad Theater is. Just a walk. Not angry
it's
walk.
It's a nice strip.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
Hawthorne Street.
Yeah.
Hawthorne Boulevard.
But this guy screeched on the brakes. He was walking past me after I got to the end of it, sort of screeched on his brakes and pulled over. And he was like, oh, you Ari Shaffir? And I was like, yeah, because he was just fans of us or Rogan stuff. And he goes, dude, can we smoke pot together? And I was like, well, I don't know, maybe. And he goes, here. And it's fucking daylight. And he's like, let's smoke right on the side of the road right there. And I was like, fucking Portland doesn't fuck around.
That was cool.
Vancouver.
Portland
like
goes for
too.
It.
Vancouver's like that, but instead of pot, they're just handing you fucking grams of coke.
Well, there's marijuana is quite prominent there.
Vancouver,
it's not as refined as it is in California, but it's as refined in the aspect of stores, dispensaries.
Oh yeah.
There's none of that yet. But in
Vancouver,
really there's
like one or two.
Is it? Like,
but you
got to
be sort of more medical.
Okay.
There's a place
cancer
called,
AIDS
called the dispensary.
Okay.
It's like I know in Toronto I was joking about it clandestinely, and I was like, are you guys medical patients? And like the quotation marks, and all those people like Naomi and all those old people, like, it ain't a joke here.
We've
all got serious shit.
Right. We're dying.
Yeah.
Some of us have cancer.
We're dying. We'll let you have some of our pot, but we're all in serious. So we drove all the way to we missed a bunch in the middle there.
No, we missed nothing.
No, from all the way up to San Francisco.
Missed
all those
nothing.
Shitty small parts.
No, we the only thing we missed was Modesto.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, well, it was a bunch of shitbox gigs. I don't know if you remember anything, Rouse. I was staying in shitty places.
Actually, that's not true. When we were staying in Modesto, we were doing Farmingham and Stockton. So we did cover everything. We haven't missed a show.
Oh, really?
So we're at San Francisco?
Wow.
Or Portland. We're in Portland.
We're in Portland.
We did Bakersfield, too, right?
Nope.
We missed Bakersfield?
Nope, we didn't do Bakersfield.
I remember finding out later with some guy came into the Comedy Store and was like, oh, you did my room. I was like, oh,
that's
really?
That's Eric.
Yeah, and it was like, yeah, we hadn't done stuff for months there, but man, that Neff guy said, don't worry, it'll be great.
We didn't
do
Bakersfield.
Motherfucker. It was somewhere else. I don't know where it was. I was like, no wonder.
Yeah.
That room, by the way, where that old man did about 45 minutes before we went on, and eventually we're like, get this guy the fuck off the
stage. That was the ranch.
Corny old jokes.
Well, and he's got cue cards on him.
We obliterated that place.
Yeah, destroyed it.
That was one result. It was but it was full.
Yeah, it was packed.
Full, and the bar was way far behind everybody, so it was all showroom in the front.
Yeah, it was decent.
It was a great show.
Yeah, and we really, the whole show was great. There was that magician who showed me how to like...
Oh, yeah, fucked with your head, street magic, like you'd never seen David Blaine before.
Yeah.
Did he get it right?
He was like, what's your number? He's like, 247. He's like, there you go. I was like, motherfucker.
Oh, you're a wizard.
Yeah, he just had a small pencil, and he was writing it on the card. Yeah.
There's a guy on Santa Monica Boulevard that does that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then
we drove all the way to Portland.
Yep.
By the way, at what point now before we even hit San Francisco, how are you guys feeling about this trip so far?
I'm loving it. Great experience.
I'm fine. I've traveled so much that this was old hat to me. So it was kind of funny watching the Lord of the Flies kind of unravel.
What do you mean? A whole group?
Just some people who are not used to traveling. And,
I'm not used to doing like triple runs and those fucking drive from spot to spot.
The highs and lows. You got to learn how to freak out about the stuff that's really important.
It's true.
Oh, right. Like not getting paid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and not
but the small stuff, because it just becomes static in the that little box of us.
Yeah, you can really easily get real mad.
I was very mad at Will, though. I was still very angry at Will.
You like to talk down to Will more than anybody.
Yeah,
you had a weird relationship
because he's an easy target, maybe.
Nah, more than
I just remember thinking, there goes $800. The more money you have in, the more the morale's better when everybody's getting paid. And it was like, there's an $800 fucking speeding ticket.
Yeah, every once in a while we would split up, like, hey everybody, here's $100 a piece.
Right,
like we're taking this out. We need some spending money.
Right,
yeah, let's go breathe somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, Sam left to go use his iPhone.
Yep.
That bastard.
Sam left to go use his fucking phone.
So, that's what part of the thing that there was not as much camaraderie as I hoped. Like, he should be in the room with us now.
Right.
Sam, yes.
I'm
going to text him right now.
But he's not in the room.
Before Sam comes back, I'll just say this. Let's just do a sponsor real quick.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
Gamefly.com. If you go to gamefly.com/Ari and sign up for a free 2-week free trial.
Battle Zelda
bucks.
All day long.
Yeah. So please, everyone, do that.
Yeah.
Get me $20.
It's great. But you can cancel after a month or something, or?
No, 15 days.
15 days.
Free.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can cancel anytime if you use it. It's just like Netflix, but for video games.
So we got to get the Jazz Bones.
No, because I missed the autistic girl.
Oh, okay. The autistic girl was basically the Stockton show.
Yeah. Who brought her back?
Yeah. I didn't bring her back.
I didn't. I just asked a question.
Okay, what happened is this. We're at that show.
Yeah.
And big, what's his name? Jay Smith, bitch. He was
Sam!
Nice enough to try and promote it for us.
What a fucking asshole.
I heard the door open and you not come back. You know you would turn your phone on.
Are you crying?
Turn it on. Close that
I'm
door.
I'm crying.
We're in Stockton, and it's clear the show is a bust. So it's like, you know what? Let's just all get drunk and have fun. That was the thinking.
There was some girl who was a Stockton
skank?
6 or 7.
Stockton 6 is Stockton bad. 7. Stockton 8, maybe. LA 4.
Yeah. No, she was like
LA 2.
Guys,
that chick was beat.
She was a little chubby.
She was a fucking 19-year-old girl that picked strawberries in the grapevine.
She wasn't 19. She was in that bar.
She was underage.
Why is this? She was in
I'm
that
positive.
Bar. We didn't let her in the bar.
Hey, I didn't. I'm not a doorman. All I'm saying is that she was underage, if I recall.
Anyway, it looked like Patrick and her were talking.
Correct.
And he hadn't gotten laid the whole time. Had anybody got laid at this point?
Buddy, I'm already at 6.
Okay, you started right away. You started.
I got none.
You got nothing the whole time? Where did you start?
I started in San Diego.
Yeah, you fucked a homeless guy passed out at a bus stop.
Yeah, that you were fucking count. A lot of shit. But you were getting a lot of pussy. Who'd you
what
get?
What'd I do?
Oh, yeah,
what's
right.
that?
Where did you get first?
What gigs did you bum?
Who was in San Diego?
I'm not going to name her name, but she's a fan.
Her name's Danny.
And, remember, because I took the room at the condo at the store. I was like, I got a girl.
It's
a room.
Yeah, take the big room.
She works during the day as a scarecrow.
She's married now. That's all you need to know.
I hadn't done anything until Vancouver.
Right.
But I hadn't really even tried.
Right. Didn't somebody hook up in Phoenix?
Oh, didn't somebody hook up in Hamilton?
Not me.
There.
Didn't somebody want you to hook up? I haven't.
We'll get to Hamilton.
I haven't hooked up with anybody. Didn't the Beaver chick want to hook up with you?
Beaver chick?
Where?
What's her name? Her last name is Beaver. She was a bartender.
Justin Bieber?
In
Phoenix.
In Vancouver? Oh, in Phoenix.
All I know is I had to turn.
He was trying to get the one in Phoenix.
What do you mean? I turned her down.
Brandy Beaver.
My crew.
You did not turn her down.
Watch the movie.
I watched the clips. That girl did not want to do
anything. She says, why can't you just stay the night
and
fly back? Cue the tape, assholes. I'll bet $500 right now.
We saw the stuff. There's no way. She did not want to bone you.
She did.
And then you were like, the tape, it shows you going like, oh, we can't stay here. And we're all like, why can't you just stay here, man? Right. Hawthorne will come back tomorrow. She's planning on staying here. Just
I have not.
Her. And you were like, no, I should probably come home with you guys. Like,
right.
Why?
I turned
why
it
wouldn't
down.
You fuck this chick that you wanted to fuck?
Because I didn't want to have to spend money and take a flight the next day.
You could have driven with Hawthorne.
That was not what the schedule was. Amy was driving back with us.
No, she was not. She stayed that night.
She had that
so
friend.
She was going to cock block you? Is that what you're saying?
Point is.
No, he just couldn't get it. Okay. It's all right to get turned by a girl. It's happened to me a couple times. Probably 100.
A couple hundred times?
1,000 times.
It's okay. But that's what happened to you that night.
Okay. bottom line is...
You can't make the same approach to women as you do with men.
I took
it's
it
not
down.
The same thing.
I took
Pick
it down
a hole.
In San Francisco
yes,
as well. And I think I turned another one down in Portland because we had to go. So I think out? I'm only at two, just so you know. I'm,
okay.
I don't want to be that guy.
I got nothing.
The whole trip?
Yeah.
The whole trip.
That's not true.
There's no way that's true. There's no way fucking animal Rouse.
I fucked an uncle in Vancouver.
I think in Vancouver you banged some blonde chick, right?
Whoa. I know her name.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I'm thinking Amanda, the chick you...
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Rouse got...
the funniest thing...
I did laundry at her
was
house.
The waitresses...
I like Amanda.
She's awesome.
The waitresses at the Vancouver Club were talking so filthy.
Talking game.
And you're like, there's no way you're this filthy. You're hey, just talking
let's,
game.
Let's finish Seattle and Washington, then we'll get there.
No, no, no. Okay, but let's back up to... Right. Yes, let's back up to the autistic girl.
Okay.
Because here's what I saw happen. We had a fun hotel there, wherever we were staying.
Modesto.
That was Modesto?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was actually a nice hotel.
Yep, Best Western.
Yeah, I remember I was doing some footage ahead of time where Patrick was filming us.
Holocaust.
So far. No, no, not that Holocaust thing. That was Oakland. But Patrick was filmed. That was the walk back from that dispensary, that underground dispensary.
Got it.
He was filming somebody. He filmed me saying, how do I feel? And then turned to film somebody else, and I just hit him in the balls. I believe that was Patrick.
Yes,
whipped
yes.
him in the balls. And yes. watched the footage of just, it was filming you or something, and just... drop.
Yeah, he went
yeah,
down.
Yeah,
like,
I remember yeah. that.
Like
that
a house fun. Of cards, he went down. And it was so unexpected,
it was
too.
But in my head, I was oh. like, I'm going to get him to look away from me and film someone with a thing to his face, and then I'm going to hit him in the balls, and it's going to be fun.
Your evil
everyone.
Plan came together.
Yes, it did. But so this autistic girl, so Patrick, we're like, hey, he should get some, like, if he has a chance, let's fucking encourage it.
And the whole thing was,
it.
She lives in Stockton, we're in Modesto, and you're like, I'll drive 50 miles.
No,
we're nice.
She said I can catch a ride back.
But you were
I
like,
went nice later. Okay. I said, hey, hop in the car with us. There's plenty of room. And every once in a while, people are like, nah, I'm like, shh, let's let Patrick get some.
Right.
He's staying in me and Sam's room. I'll leave for a little while right. he can get some. So we're all there. She's doing a bunch of blow with you guys.
No, she walks in. She says, you have my favorite thing in the entire world, Coke.
Yeah.
And then she decides, oh. we learn she's a rapper.
She's
at
a
that
rapper.
Point.
Freestyle oh, rapper.
Freestyle rapper.
Yeah.
That was the worst rhyming.
It was hilarious. We have some of it. Patrick has some
I have
of
it on my iPhone.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You still have it?
Not on this one. It's not backed up, but I'll pull it out for old okay. time's sake sometime.
I'll put. I'll close this.
Yeah, the credit roll.
Yeah, with the credit roll. I'll yeah. close with that.
It rhymes.
Maybe I'll open with Volbeat. But
yay!
Yay! But so she starts freestyle rapping. Whatever. Eventually, we get her and Patrick to go to that room alone. I like. Oh, excuse me. I actually have to go for a second. Make an excuse. Leave. An hour later, nothing happens. She goes back. She's like, it's time for more of my favorite thing.
Right.
Does more blow. And then Patrick was like, I was like, so what happened? Did you have sex? And he was like, no, she wasn't into it. I was like, yeah, she was, man. She was talking to you. He goes, she said she was autistic. And then my ex had worked with autistic kids. And then it just became real clear to me.
I was get like, her the fuck out. And,
oh.
Right.
She's fully autistic.
She's full on.
And not even like high functioning, like middle functioning.
I just remember the logic.
She went
was,
fully artistic on that shit.
I remember
yeah,
the
I was
logic.
Like, that freestyle rapping. It's like, that's all autism shit.
But the logic was we have a young autistic woman uh-huh. high on coke. Uh-huh. This could be a tour breaker.
Yeah.
We don't want to be in the Modesto County jail tomorrow. And yeah. you were like, let's get her the fuck out of here.
I was just like, hey, sweetheart, I'm going to drive you home, okay?
Yeah.
Where do you stay? How do you get home from here? She goes, I don't know. I'm like, oh.
Here
you're
we go.
You are 45 to an hour drive, 40 minutes to an hour drive away from your home. And she said something like, I stay at the whatever community center. Something like, oh, yeah. you stay at a home.
Homeless shelter.
No. It wasn't a home. It was a special person shelter.
Yeah. She lives in like some kind of center living. That helps her
yeah,
deal.
Assisted living.
Right.
So I was like, hey, let's go ahead and get you home.
But you can blow me in the car.
No. But Patrick came with me. She wrapped the whole way there.
Didn't I drive with you too?
No.
Did you drive with us?
I don't think so.
I remember someone being in the back seat.
Yeah, it was me.
It was you. Okay. She rapped the whole way there. And I was like, that's cool.
And she rhymed the same word with the same word.
Did that a lot. An old Beastie Boys technique.
Yeah, she'd be like, just chilling with pumpkins in my pumpkins.
Yeah, making up words.
Yeah. Drove her home. I saw where she lived. It was this fucking, just this little, I tried to read the sign. It said something.
It's probably in Spanish.
No, it said like something assisted living or something like that. And then we drove the hour back. It was
see,
one of those.
Is that like, the crazy thing though? Is she's full on like autistic, mm-hmm. but Because there was a part of you still on the boner.
Because we thought of fucking her, I was like, nah, she's just weird. She's a freestyle white rapper. I know girls like that in L.A.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Just because you wanted to fuck. Man, it's crazy what that'll do to you.
Yep.
I think it works both ways, men and women too, because I realize this, Flavor Flav was just as crazy back then when he was famous as he was when he was on the fucking VH1 shows.
Yeah.
When he's playing an old, degenerate, semi-homeless person with money. But because he was like young, we're like, oh, that guy's fucked probably.
Yeah,
like,
he's an artist.
He wore a clock around his neck. That's not normal behavior.
Yeah, well, he came out in that whole 80s where black culture just was like, we're going to do whatever the fuck we want to. And if you say you look stupid, we're going to call you racist. Yeah.
Hope you like neon and fucking Mercedes-Benz logos around our neck, assholes. Yeah. Deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Beastie Boys had Mercedes logos.
So Vancouver was cool. We met.
So I drove that girl back. Okay, we're done with that. We finished Portland. Portland's great.
Right.
Now the shows are starting to go more interesting, a little better.
Let's get to Tacoma and party at Jazz Bones. And we got there.
Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah.
And that's another place we stayed for like a few days.
Yep.
Because we had a gig at the Comedy Underground in Seattle.
Correct.
The place in Western Washington. I don't remember where we stayed
when we were in Washington.
I remember I quit smoking on this trip. It was in San Francisco. I forgot about that. I had just started up again. Height of depression.
Right.
And I was like, okay, smoking because I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, because I remember you and I having this conversation. It's like, what happens if we don't make it in the next couple of years? And you're like, well, we kill ourselves. Because you were in a bad spot. I totally remember that.
Yeah.
Were you still in your depression?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I was talking to Red Band, and I was like, I was talking about wanting to end it or whatever. And he goes, if you're not going to be around, why don't you smoke? Like as a joke. But it was just like light bulb. I was like, yeah. Why don't I smoke? I'm not going to be around in a couple of years.
Right.
And then I just started smoking.
Are you still suicidal?
No, I have pills that cover it up now.
What do you take?
Dasipramine.
Is it nice?
It's an old 80s drug. It just gives you my lightheadedness, but it covers
up. Bon Jovi of medication?
Yeah. But it's still stuck around.
Is it like speed-based or no?
Is it an SSRI?
I forget what it is.
Huh. But okay. It's nice.
Well, I'm glad none of us are doctors.
Yeah.
They all work for different people, different ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Lexapro didn't work for me. Just wouldn't let me get boners. Well, Butrin wouldn't work for me. Whatever. But anyway, but I smoked, and I woke up in that awesome Knob Hill place in San Francisco with that smoker's hangover.
Yeah.
You forget that when you smoke too much, where your lungs feel tired or something?
Leathery.
Yeah. And all my stuff smelled, and I was like, that's it, Ari.
You're done.
I was like, no. I was like, from here on, if you continue to smoke, your stuff is going to stink every morning, your clothes that you're going to have to wear. You're going to have this smoker's feel. You either stop now or this is full of your
life. Come to Jesus moment.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't want that. And I was like, I'm done with it. So I started running a little bit.
I remember you were running in Portland with your old Converse on.
With my old Converse. I did jogs.
Yeah.
But in Washington, they had like a trail right by our place.
I don't remember. Does anyone remember we stayed in Washington? Oh, wait. Yeah, I do. It was the fucking hotel bathroom that Will plugged.
I don't remember any of this trip.
We could stay upstairs in that one, I think.
It was upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. We stayed there for about 3 days.
Yeah.
And then we had Tacoma the first night, which was cool because they had that huge poster they made up of us.
Oh, really?
And they framed it. It's still there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you can go sign it. We signed it
for
them.
What's the place in Tacoma?
Jazz Bones.
Jazz Bones. Remind me what that looked like inside.
Yeah,
it was a rock bar.
Real big wooden bar.
Had kind of a pit.
When you walk in.
Oh, yeah. I can't.
That was a fun gig. That was one of the fun gigs.
Yeah, it was kind of a... college-y kind
we
of
played the Underground. That was a fun gig.
Comedy Underground was good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
He finally wrote. I wrote him afterwards, saying like a couple months afterwards, saying I want to come back.
John Fox.
Yeah, no response. Then I got an email from him. Maybe
John Fox passed away
5-6 months ago. Yeah, the comedian John Fox passed away, not the one that runs the Seattle Underground.
Oh, I thought he did.
Maybe they both did.
No, I don't think he did.
I think it was the other one. I think he got mixed up. But I got an email saying, "Hey, you want to come out here?" I was like, "Absolutely! I love that room. It's fun. I want to get back to Seattle. Can I let you talk to my agent? Because in the meantime, in this 2 years since then, I've got an agent."
Well, you've blown up.
And he goes, "Not blown up, but I got an agent." Right. And so he goes, "Thanks anyway."
Really?
Which is a great response. Which is like, I plan on paying you nothing.
Right.
Wow.
So any agent will not allow me to take. So agent, fuck, we're done.
I'd rather deal with the artists so I can really rape them.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like I liked it. I was like, not even no. Why not go through that? Just keep on. Just like, this ain't gonna work then.
Yeah.
Because the $700 I'm gonna give you, whatever it is, minus flight.
Right.
Ain't gonna. So it's like, okay.
I want to pay you in fruit.
Oh, that was down there.
That was nowhere. Fun, Seattle, because you guys went and saw the movie, I remember. And I was
Jackass
like,
3D.
Yeah. And I was yeah. like, no, you
no that was San Francisco.
You saw Jackass yeah. San Francisco. We saw Let horror the Right movie. One In. Let Me In.
Some horror movie.
Yeah.
I remember
vampire
like,
movie, right?
Yeah. We're in Seattle. Let's go tour around.
Yes, the Let the Right One In.
Yeah, that was a pretty
and
good
And it
movie.
Rained, right? Didn't it rain?
The whole time we were there. Yep. And I went up to Capitol Hill and had a few drinks and just kind of soaked in the atmosphere. And you guys went to the movie. And then we went to the Pike Fish Market.
You so badly wanted to see the world's first Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're like, guys, we got to go see it. I'm like, yep. I don't drink coffee and it doesn't matter. It just yep. started there. There's no special significance to it.
It's right across the street.
Oh, yeah. We did go to it, didn't we?
Yep. Anyway,
yeah. I sat in the car and smoked weed.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, or just napped, one of those things.
And that was a fun gig. Actually, one of my favorite gigs was the next gig we did,
Port
which
Wash.
Was... Yeah, and all the old people in
yeah,
the crowd.
Yeah, I want to get to that. We saw that. I really thought of leaving there.
I thought we were going to get murdered.
Because yeah. I was like, me and Patrick filmed some friends thing in a fountain.
Yep.
And then, but it was seemed just like old people.
Yeah, and it was a hike, too.
White-haired
it was like
people.
A 2-hour
And what
drive.
I did was I had Patrick go around and interview all the people in the crowd. Because we're like, we're going to get murdered. So let's
these
find out.
Old, rich, is this sort of rich people?
No. They're nature people.
They stood upstairs. They gave us a,
wood railing.
A pitcher of beer, a pitcher of water. And
pizza.
Some, maybe some pizza. And
yeah,
then,
yeah, that's yeah. the theme of this fucking.
Because
that was a bad one?
No, this was
it
a great
like
one.
It would be terrible.
It we looked thought, like we were going to get murdered.
It was out 70-year-old, 60-year-old
yeah,
people.
Yeah, but they were rocking.
We were like, who's your favorite comic? We're like, Bob Hope.
Yeah.
And, Johnny Carson.
Drive, where we were staying, you had to drive all the way down and then all the way back up because otherwise you had to cross over the bridge. And we're like, let's save 30 minutes and just take this ferry. And I'm like, guys, we are on a budget.
Yeah.
We cannot afford the $20
right.
to save 30 minutes.
So we took the long way.
We took the long way. And that's where you stepped on a possum.
Well, but we got pulled over by the cops on the way out of town,
that was
too.
Amazing.
No, but that gig was so good, man.
It was amazing.
They were laughing
yeah,
their asses off.
A little
yeah.
bit. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get
five,
killed.
I think, on the whole trip.
And I remember Neff saying, you know how sometimes you think a gig is going to be bad, but then it turns out to be really good? You know, and sometimes you think it's going to be good, but it turns out to be bad. Maybe it's one of those. And I was like, yeah, but you know how, Neff, usually when you think it's bad, it's bad. And when you know it's going to be good, it's almost always good. So let's not discount those situations. This is just going to fucking suck. We all know it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like they're old people. Who got us this one? We didn't know.
But
it didn't
we walked
matter.
In. There was fine dining. There were white tablecloths
yeah,
on this
like,
thing.
Yeah.
They're eating,
for us.
They're eating $28 yeah. trout. And yeah. we're like, we're fucked.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? This won't be us.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, these gray heads are going to just
filling up.
They're probably really sensitive, really conservative. And man,
we're shredded.
They laughed so hard.
They loved it.
You know what they get? They don't ever get anything in that place.
No.
Yeah.
They're starved. And they're literate and
they're like, fuck it. Oh, yeah, they're swearing. But, you know, this is the best we can get.
Go, this, we don't really want this stand in our neighborhood, but we can appreciate it while it's here.
While it's here. As long as you guys are going to move on.
You're going to leave. Yep. It's, yeah. We know you're leaving tomorrow, but we'll roll around in the shit with you for a night.
Washington, by the way, a very weed central state.
Great state.
They have weed. We went there. Neff and I went there later.
Oh, Kirkland, Washington.
Yeah, and that's where people were smoking gravity bongs.
Yeah.
From fucking that they sell homemade 2-liter bottles of soda making gravity bombs. Like,
when you're
car.
In the middle of the nowhere, you get creative of how yeah. you're going to get high.
But anyway, so this gig was so we did a fucking like a 25 minute long Q&A there with you guys sitting on the steps.
Oh yeah,
me,
yeah.
Where we, if the crowd was cool, we do the Q&A sometimes.
Yeah, speaking of Q&A, who could ever forget? Do niggers have souls?
Oh, I hated. That,
Why did
dude.
We forget that?
What was that?
We'll see at the store.
Remember I said oh, yeah. that. Just yelling, and there was like a black
guy. Rouse leads over to him. We're doing the Q&A, and you're doing the usual Ben Stiller questions.
Okay,
Rouse leads over.
Now I have cultivated in my eyes. I know where you're going. I have cultivated a way, especially at the Comedy Store, to say racial things in a sort of inclusive way. You get away with it. I saw Don Barris. He was always my one who would go to old people and be like, you filthy whore, to like a grandmother, but say it to where she's laughing.
Yeah,
it's a tight. We all know how to do it. It's like a light. Okay. So with that in mind,
monkey
you said,
wrench.
You said
when he looks over at Will C and he goes, "Just say, do niggers have souls?" And it's like you're kicking.
The
you're like 10 minutes into
is,
it.
Yeah, the game is
it's hot.
Ask horrible questions to a Jew. I can play it off. I know how to play them off well.
Right. It's like an old vaudeville stock answer.
Yeah,
you know the questions before they ask.
A lot of them.
Right.
Sometimes you just get the crowd to ask questions.
Sure.
Where does your soul go?
Right. It's a good opportunity for anybody to bring out an old Jew joke.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Will just yells out, "Do niggers have souls?" And the audience
well,
just
he's standing
flatlines.
In the middle of the room too. He's standing.
And there's like a whole group of black people right there.
Yep. Well, Albert works there. He's black.
Oh, yeah.
It just flatlines the joint.
Yeah.
There goes merch sales for the evening.
Dude. Don't. What does this have to do with Jews at all?
It just didn't even. It was so bad.
And bomb is an electric word.
Yeah. You got to. You use that only in the right place. And that's in the bedroom.
If you want to get creatively racist. As a joke, you use stuff like tar baby.
Right.
Yeah.
There's other words you use that are more laughable than that N-bomb.
Spear chucker.
Yeah, sure.
Well, especially with his accent, that Kansas City accent.
And he said it just like, the niggers have souls.
Yeah.
And you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just, I was just a wet blanket of racism.
And then he did it again in Phoenix when we were all at that bar with the midgets.
But that went over well there.
No, he was dropping. He was getting drunk and dropping him too much.
McGillicuddy's in
when he was taking off his shirt and he's dropping M bombs. Like, Will, shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah.
You can't do it out. What we say as a joke in the hotel room is not what you can say at
a
bar.
I remember that we were standing in the line with him. We're like, we got to get away from this guy. Yeah. He's going to get his fucking.
We should have left him.
We should have left him somewhere. That was a regret. We should have left him in some city somewhere.
Vancouver. Then we went to Vancouver.
Oh, then we go over the border, getting the wrong queue. And Will had a record or something?
Yeah, we'll get to that. We still got to talk about the drive home from the Port Washington gig. That's the only time we got pulled over by the cop, the whole time.
Yes.
And there was pot smoke.
We're on cloud nine. We're smoking weed.
And I remember getting pulled over going, there's no way we're getting out of this one because there's pot smoke in the back because we had the camera lights. We were filming.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a fog of pot smoke. And as soon as we get pulled
over. Okay, well, hold on. In my defense, that makes it look cool on camera.
It does.
Okay, oh, that was for effect?
Copperfield.
Give it up for...
It was for weed, but it...
We're all flipping out, and Sam's like, be cool.
Who's driving?
Sam. And he straight up Jedi mind tricked him. It was like, these are not the droids you're looking for, and we got the fuck out of there.
Checked
Boom.
The rest of that Jägermeister and made it to the border.
What did you say to those guys, Sam?
I just explained to him, like, for some reason, cops love comedians.
Coming from a gig?
Yeah, and I just explained to him the whole thing, and I crack a couple jokes, and I explained to him.
Yeah, I do remember that. They were like,
I think he said our lights weren't on.
Yeah.
Was that what he pulled us over
if
for?
You can be
No, we were speeding.
With a cop and make him laugh,
yeah.
Then that's
always... I've had to do jokes. I had to do stand-up. I had to do all
you
that stuff.
Do a monologue at the window?
Oh, yeah.
But really? For the record, I think I think the only thing that saved us is the paper mill was right there, and it was smelled like such shit, it probably overwhelmed the pot
sulfur
smoke. And it was just like, the guy got it. He was like, all right, these guys drove all the way. They're entertaining our town of 4,000 people.
Yeah.
Let them through.
Yeah.
And then we stopped.
And he said, hey, we're leaving your town now.
Right.
Yeah, we are out of here. Nobody got pregnant. Right. We're gone.
No Rambo situation.
And then on the way back, we stopped at that woman's prison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we were going to ask them.
We were so fucked up. We were like, let's see if they want to have a show.
Yeah, it's because we had an extra day or something.
And they were really serious. They're like, turn around.
Get the fuck out
of here.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but what we're going to do is, for the inmates, we're going to get away from us.
Yeah. The dogs are coming out soon. Yeah.
It's 3 in the morning, too. Can you imagine just going to a woman's prison at 3 in the morning? Hey, is it cool?
Who said it was like, no, we got to turn around. We got to go. And
Sam's got a loaded handgun on the dashboard. Yeah. Pulling up.
I think I want to.
It was the first time, because a lot of times you Neff and Sam, Rouse wouldn't do it. You know I could see through it. You would use as logic for why we would do something shitty.
Make good footage.
It'll be good footage. Yeah. It'll be good footage. And I'm like, okay, we've already got us suffering enough. We don't need more footage of it. We don't have to enter intentionally into a bad situation. But this is the first time where I was like, you know what? Us performing at a women's prison, that would be good footage. Yep. That would be fucking fun.
So then we were like, we got to hightail it back. Let's stop and take a piss.
Absolutely. Side of the road. They have these two-lane freeways pretty much. There's just one lane one way, one lane the other way. No lights.
Yeah.
And so we pulled up, and the woods on the right.
And we just kept, you guys kept walking up. We just kept moving the car forward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, as they would come back from the bathroom.
That old gag,
yeah. But then we moved up. Who was driving? You?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we saw up ahead of us a dead raccoon.
How did we see that? Just through the lights?
It was in the lights.
Yeah.
It was there.
I could smell him.
And we were like, if we move up to just past the raccoon.
Possum.
They won't see it. And it'll be right. Just leave it right next to the door. Yeah, turn the lights out. Just leave it right next to the passenger door, so they have to step.
It was set up perfectly,
right in it. Oh my God! It was set. Who came back? Who was walking back?
Me and Will.
Yeah, he stepped on it.
stepped on it.
Screamed like a girl. I've never screamed like a girl like that in my life.
That was so hilarious. When it's glow-in-the-dark eyeballs, like looking like some bobbly eyeballs.
If you go on YouTube and type in Monsters of Comedy Possum, the clip is on
there.
I stepped right in that thing, and I could hear like bone crunching and shit.
Oh, there was an eyeball.
I think an eyeball popped out of its head. That was bad.
Didn't like ketchup shoot out of its asshole?
Will threw up. Will threw up.
He goes, it's a possum. About it.
Oh, Will fully barfed.
Yeah.
He just
again.
Okay,
I think he set the record for barfs. Didn't he do most barfs?
Crying and barfing.
Yeah, what did he barf? He barfed a few places. Huh?
It's called overeating.
Oh, yeah, he had that weak stomach situation or something. That was another thing.
Well, and
for
a little problem called I eat too much. So he intentionally eat too much.
Every time he would eat, like he was like, eating way more than us, we're like, well, you go put in a town there. He'd be like, oh, well, maybe if a dick had been so far up your ass and it pushed inside your stomach when you were a 4-year-old, you wouldn't. And you're like, all right, you're having a second.
You can only use that card so many times.
Always, yeah. Relax.
Yeah, that's the guy that like walks out with continental breakfast in his fucking pockets.
Taking it with him. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's the
tea bags. He's eating tea bags.
Yeah,
but somebody picked up that possum and threw it into the car.
Am I this right? I don't think so.
I think I just stepped in it. And
I thought somebody picked it up by the tail and fucking chucked it at somebody.
I don't know.
Pop must threatening.
It was minced meat.
It would probably be me.
And I'm like, don't.
I was gonna pick it.
Oh yeah, that's right. He was threatening to throw it in the car.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Not getting possible.
Yeah, Rouse is like, let's take this to the next level.
No, let's leave it at this level. This level's a good level.
I can't help it. It looked like it was happy but sad.
The possum.
Yeah,
you picked the possum up. Are you fucking retarded?
Is it bad?
No, he wanted to.
Rouse, you're an
we wouldn't
animal.
Let him.
Yeah,
you're
it's got
animal,
diseases. Rouse.
I never touched it. It was an idea I was working on.
What is comedy like in Europe? You are an animal.
Hey, you've been to Hamilton.
Yeah.
That's where there. I point the fingers.
We'll get to Hamilton.
So let's go to Vancouver.
Hold on.
Vancouver was great.
Okay, so Washington, we're out of. We did the fucking last gig.
Right.
We
of course,
drive
we're
to
not
Vancouver.
Prepared to get to the border.
Yeah,
so.
This was one of the best things. I've taken this video down. So we're in Washington. I was like, hey, all this weed I bought in San Francisco, because I bought enough to last us.
Right.
Like, because it's our last stop where I can just buy it. I'm not going to rely on people to give it to us. We didn't have any sort of following then. No one knew. We needed it to survive. So
let's
I was like, I need to give this
treasure.
Away to somebody. Yeah, somebody at the Seattle Underground was like, no. Last AM PM. And I was like, what does that mean? He goes, the last AM PM, man. And I was like, I don't. He goes, you take a bottle, like a Gatorade bottle with a wide mouth. Or a fuck, one of those wide mouth bottles, and you stick all your drugs in there, and you put it, dump it behind the last AM PM,
right behind
the
American dumpster
side.
Oh my God, yeah, I remember that.
You can get it when you come back, and it was like,
remember, we're all excited. We're like, we're pulling a caper.
Yeah,
yeah, that was.
Did we leave a fake gun over there too?
Yeah, because
you had your gun.
Why did we have a fake gun?
Because you thought it'd be a great idea to travel one in case we needed to defend ourselves.
No,
You bought it somewhere, and you're like, let's use it on stage.
I used to do stuff where I get robbed.
Doing the bit with Tebow.
Oh yeah, somebody robs you for what was that bit?
Jokes.
People rock. I get mugged on stage and he
takes your stage time. And he goes, what are you doing? You're like, come on, get out of here, man. You got my wallet.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're doing stage? Maybe I'll take your stage time.
Yeah.
He starts doing jokes. You're like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Vaudeville. Who doesn't love
it? Yes, you had a mask and a gun.
Yeah, you don't want to take that over because Jason scared the big Jesus out of us that the Nazis were waiting for us. So we didn't want to.
In Vancouver, there was a Nazi gig.
Right.
Was there?
Somewhere. No, you're like going over.
There was a Nazi.
And
bar.
I will give you this: going over the Canadian border can be a little crazy.
Oh no! Hold on. One of those gigs, way before in like Central California, was like you guys were like, this is a Nazi bar, and I'm like, or a white power bar, and I'm like, well then I'm not going to do it. And you're like, it'll be fine. You'll be with us.
You're thinking of Farmington.
Maybe it was that.
Sam was saying when he said
the Hell's Angels. Oh yeah. Oh, that place. Fuck, why did I do that place?
It
taught me something. It's okay.
Yeah, they saw your Junos out from...
You and I were both like, this is not what we want to do with our lives.
I like a little bit of chaos, but it was just... I looked at all their faces. I'm like, these people are fucking to firebomb this whole place.
Yeah, you went after me.
They're losers.
Yeah, I don't want to entertain you. I don't want you to feel happiness.
I'm not willing to build a bridge to that town.
You're not what? Willing to build... Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Population 8.
So where did we leave off? Yeah.
Oh, it's we go through
over the border, but
oh, yeah, okay.
We didn't have our paperwork ready, so we had to go into that nothing. Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
And like, print. Let's get our shit together.
Yeah. Passports and everybody's, stuff.
We're all good, and then we drive through, and they immediately flag Fatty because
we went to the wrong gate. We went to the shipping gate.
We're on the like, the,
and they were pissed.
The delivery gate where the
fuck that, yeah. Say, what the fuck are you guys doing here?
Who's driving?
Will.
Yeah.
Well, was it Will or was it Chris?
I think it was me.
It doesn't matter. We thought we were going to Point that is, place. It didn't matter who was driving. We thought we were going.
They put us in a holding area. Yeah. Is what happened.
It was nice. It was quiet.
Yeah. No, we were the only ones there. Yeah.
Which is the reason we got rid of.
No, there was one black chick or something that was crying, or Asian girl that was in the back.
All I know is like we got our paperwork in order. You're good, Ari. You're good, Sam. Good, Jay. Oh, you're Canadian, Chris. You're good. And then they're like, they're just eyeing Fatty. They look at his. He has a passport with his American service.
He's
thing
like a deserter
on there
or something.
Right? He's a deserter. And they're like, we got a problem
back
here.
Again, huh?
We got a problem here. And apparently he'd been kiting checks from 20 years ago.
Really?
What? Yes. You don't remember that?
Scumbag.
That was the whole thing. His excuse was, I wrote a bad check.
Scumbag.
I wrote a bad check.
You gotta rethink your
life. I wrote a bad check and they flagged me. Because everybody, Canada, you can't get in with a DUI. It's brutal now. And if you're a check forger, well, yeah, guess what? To. They're going to give you a hard time.
Yeah.
So anyway, Will was like, I've proofed that I've paid that debt. You know, it's the courts involved taking care of it.
Yeah. Oh, I know why we're scared. We had a bunch of merch.
Yeah.
And we're like, if they find us, they're going to make us pay fucking $5 a piece for these shirts and taxes. And
right.
We're going to burn them. We can't even. Then we can't.
But I declared it all at. I did.
Yeah. You filled out the form. I remember that.
Yeah,
and it was under.
Oh yeah, it was under a certain amount. That's right.
Good to go.
Yeah, it's allowed actually. Yeah. Somebody read the rules.
Yeah.
instead of just freaking out for once, Neff was like, "No, it's cool." We're like, is Neff calming us down?
So then we drive in. We go to New West because we're doing laugh.
Hold on. Yeah. I want to talk about leaving this fucking weed there.
Yeah.
So we drove to a Burger King nearby, like the border. We're like, got towards the end. We're like, let's start to pull over. We can mark it on your iPhone.
Right.
This is advice for anyone doing this.
Drop a pin.
Drop a pin. Mark it saying here. But we went by this Burger King, went to pee and scout out like a good bush. And these fucking employees were popping their head out. And they were like standing out there. And I'm like, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to jack your shit.
A lot. They're like, here comes another drop for us.
Yeah, and they just jack your shit.
Yeah, exactly. So they're just looking at it. And I'm like, no, we're not leaving it here. It's too much.
We even dropped the Jaeger there.
We were going to drop it all.
We did.
No.
Jaeger did not go over the border with us.
No, the Jaeger stayed too.
What I'm saying, we picked up and we went somewhere else.
Oh, the other place.
Office building. By
the, gas
or something
station.
Else. Then we marked that and we dropped it there behind a bush.
Yeah.
And when we came back over the border. Yeah.
It was there.
It was all there. We had a video of like, let's try to find it. And it was fucking Jaeger.
Yep. And the irony is that when we went over the border both ways, we're like, let's fucking clean the car out. Everything's fine. And then when Sam checked in the car, there was a gram of coke in the fucking car.
Yeah.
So it went over the border with us.
Just fine.
Twice.
Yeah. Over the
went
border
there and
back.
Came back.
Oh, no.
We are losers.
I think if I had been pulled over and they said, like, what's this? And they held up the coke, I'd be like, I know you've heard this before, but that is not mine. I am a pothead. These guys are all the coke dealers.
Feel free to drug test me.
I'm 45 days sober. Don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you had those times, right? The past. It's all in the past.
That was a different triply. Nice. Different triply.
We found it all fucking right there. Yeah. It was in like a Vita water thing, and we pulled it out. We smoked weed.
And
we
that's on YouTube,
We
too.
Shot the gun off in the air. I took it down.
Did?
What you're doing is... showing your crime. You are filming and putting your crime up there.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I was like, I'll leave it up for a week or two. And then I took it down.
My gum was still
like
there.
The shit video that we put in where three people puked in the bathroom at Portland.
I was
and
so
Facebook
close.
Put it. Somebody put it on Facebook.
Oh,
and they
Patrick,
were like,
can I go
you gotta
can't
take
put that
down.
On Facebook?
Yeah. That, by the way,
I got a corporate gig coming up.
That was the most claustrophobic fucking scene I've ever been in because it was
panic
a tiny,
set in.
Everybody panicked.
When?
In Portland, Rouse took a shit in the tub and then pulled the old switcheroo, like, hey, can I borrow somebody's shaving cream? And like three idiots walk in, then he locks the door on us, and then three people started puking at the same time.
And I pinned the door closed, and everyone started freaking out.
Yep.
Will's been in the military, and he's crying because I dump a fucking grease biscuit in the bathtub.
Everybody had tears running down, and two people puked.
It was very funny. Sam?
Sam's saying no.
Sam is giving me the dirty boy nod.
No, I never got locked in because I never went that way. That was.
I went each time just to know what the smell was like.
No, I never. No desire.
You think you're better than us?
Yeah, I do, actually, when it comes to smelling shit.
You think you're better?
By the way, this podcast is going to be great if you have like a six-hour flight from L.A. to New York.
I know. I got you going in a few.
Oh, well, you're only 45 minutes late.
Well, dude, it's still like what? How long?
It's 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, we're not done yet.
Okay, so now it's time to go. Guys, we've had a real tough run. Let's keep our eyes on the prize.
We got a good gig.
Good gig. Rouse hooked up. Finally.
Yeah. I told you. I go, listen.
Rouse hooks up a killer gig.
Once we get over the border, Vancouver's my town.
Yeah.
I started there. We got some cool people. We're going to have a good time.
And it
was
a few shows, too. It wasn't just like one show.
It was Halloween.
They're putting us up in a nice place.
Yeah. Next door. Yeah.
Yeah. We got Bloody Betty opening for us.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Shout out to Bloody Betty.
Yeah.
Yep. Still doing the grind. And it was all lunatics.
And Vancouver's crazy.
Vita came.
Yeah. There's so much.
We let Vita on the show.
Oh, yeah, Vita.
She actually did okay.
There's so much
she
blowing.
She showed up to Montreal this year.
She showed up to Vancouver when I was there a month ago.
Like, I was like, hey, Vita. I finally broke it down to her. She's like, I was like, listen, Vita, I've always been nice to you. I have to shake real people's hands here, okay? I've got to actually meet and talk to people that can help my career and hurt it. And I also talk to people that I don't really get to see a lot. So I'm going to not be able to hang out with you the entire time you come here. And if you want tickets to the show, I can help you. But then you got to walk away.
Right.
Now, my question is this after you fucked
I
her?
I never fucked Vita.
You ate her out.
Yes,
I
you
can't
did.
Believe you ate Vita out.
I had the first time I met her when she was
you
crying.
You did the first time.
I felt bad for her.
She was crying, like that's literally crying. Mayhew introduced me, and he's like, ugh, you don't have to talk to her. And I was like, this girl's crying, like, oh, she was like, it's my birthday.
Is this in Vancouver?
This was in Toronto.
Oh.
The first time when I met her.
She's crying.
And then all the tears went back into her eyes. And she goes, oh, I'm opening for you. I was like, who are you? Who are you? What's going on? It's for the Monsters of Comedy.
And then you ate her box.
I assumed it was something Rouse said to her to get her to have sex with you. I didn't know she was a semi-homeless at the time.
Here's how homeless and crazy she is. We just were in Vancouver.
Parents.
Oh, really?
We were just in Vancouver.
Yeah.
She took a fucking bus from Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
All the way to Vancouver just so she could stop in Calgary in between to get a guest, non-paid guest spot. And she's like, well, I figured I was halfway
there.
That's like 8, 9 hours
of hell.
Yeah.
No, more than that.
Way more.
That's 4 days, 5 days?
Yeah, it's like a few days.
Can you imagine being the guy on the bus that has to sit next to her?
For days? And her pussy farts are at 10.
Fucking horrible.
Guys, I felt bad for her. Let's have some respect. Sam's right. She's a damaged person, great woman, little crazy, but she's a comic.
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
I think.
And she had good sets in Hamilton.
She did.
She had one good set, one okay set.
Yeah.
Well, was that the night when she closed with her tampon string coming out of her pussy?
Anyway, these gigs were fucking phenomenal. They were phenomenal. Yeah. The shows were packed. Rive is a huge draw in Vancouver.
That's the only time I've ever been in a show where you can actively see people snorting up lines of coke, not in the bathroom, at the
table. At the table.
Yeah, yeah. All the strippers.
This is New Westminster. It's not Vancouver.
I could not believe that. I looked down. People are doing blow right on the fucking table, man. Yep.
Really?
Right. Yep. And then, dude, we go to the bar after. People are just doing bumps all over the place. The bar is literally right next to the police station.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That was the Brooklyn.
I don't know if you know that, but they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't give a
fuck. Well, I found out.
Will C did coke that night.
Did he really?
Yep.
Well, when the trip started, Will C wouldn't even touch pot.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm a U.S. Army Ranger.
I'm a Navy SEAL.
I do not touch that stuff. And then he started smoking pot. And by the way, he was the only guy I know. Once he started, he's like, all right, fine. I'll take a hit after the peer pressure.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, guys, my back feels really – it actually doesn't hurt me at all anymore.
Chilled out. And
yeah, he goes, it does actually work. Really, I get the medicinal part. But by the end, he was doing blow.
You disappeared for 2 days with Amanda.
Not 2 days. I went and slept over there that night.
Yeah, you disappeared.
And left the room to Sam. I texted Sam. I was like, by the way, the room is yours.
Boom.
With these waitresses that are talking a crazy sexual game.
Yep.
What's her name? I liked her. She was cool.
There was the blonde and then the brunette.
Gail Collins.
Yep.
Then there was the blonde, and the blonde talked so much shit.
But the blonde wasn't the one who ran screaming from our room.
Correction.
two girls red screaming from your room.
Really? I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
You want to cue the tape?
Captain Hook over here.
You were half naked in the hallway, slap fighting Patrick.
Well, nothing
and then
happened
a woman,
regardless.
No, yeah. Nothing did. Well,
nothing happened.
That's because she called the cops and ran.
I think
she didn't call the cops. Nothing happened.
I think it might have been that. I don't know, but tell me what you think. That Gail was talking up a big game because she might have been into me. And then when I was out of the picture.
No.
No? Okay.
Gail was boning one of the waiters.
Oh, well, that was.
And they had gotten in a fight.
Oh.
But then she was like, I really like him, and she ran off. That's all that happened. Nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
I'm a gentleman.
By the way, we broke the bar tab record for that club while we were there.
Oh, yeah. That's when they informed us later. It was like, oh, by the way, we're only covering a quarter of your bar tab.
Right. Yeah, like, that was
pardon me?
I'll never go back
like,
there.
Yeah, it's a $400 bar tab. I'm like, oh, I had three beers. What the fuck?
We did break our merch record the second show there.
The merch was great.
Remember they were just giving us money nonstop, and you have the bag. I'm just handing shit out, and you're just, that'll be another 20, another 20.
20, just give me extra large.
Here, have a fucking free CD. We were cranking that night.
Oh, man. That was a good show,
I think we had four shows.
Yeah.
Thursday, Tuesday.
Dude, I'll tell you this. I've been back to Vancouver once, to that comedy mix,
mm-hmm.
and it was packed, full of, it was the,
Vancouver's
it's a great
good, city. Good town. Yeah. I like it there.
Have you been to Vancouver?
No, I haven't been back. Man. I want to.
Especially those Death Squad people. They're into stuff.
The next time you're there, do Seashelt, because we just did Seashelt.
What's Seashelt?
No, fuck that.
It's fun. I had a blast.
I just want to go there.
No, that comedy was great.
You could take the ferry over there.
All right, I got to go.
It's terrible.
We're almost done.
I got
to
go.
Where do you have to go?
I have this show I have to do tonight. I have to go buy all the shit for it.
Why are we 45 minutes late?
Because I fucking got out late, dude. I'm dealing with a bunch of bullshit. I'm sorry.
Are you crying?
No.
We couldn't tell because you're sunshades. All right, we'll finish this without you. But is there anything you want to say about this thing, Sam?
Whatever you guys say is going to happen in Hamilton never fucking happened. And I was a gentleman and a scout.
Somebody wasn't ready for the town bike story.
No. Hold on. Is there anything you want to say about the whole trip? Where are you?
I was honored to work with Jason. I've always loved Chris Neff, and I got to know Ari so well because I've always been really good friends with Ari, but we never really hung out.
Outside friends, yeah.
But I learned so much about you on the trip, and you were such a great guy, and I learned to, like, I always loved you, but I really loved you after.
Well, we know each other, right?
Yeah, and I was very happy that I got asked to do it. And you know what, man? It didn't go the way we wanted to, but it was a fucking great time.
Looking back,
and
we're better, so much fun.
And for the record, we're probably all better friends now than we were before.
Oh, yeah. Way better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I regret fighting with Chris, but, you know, it made for drama.
For a day or two. In New York?
I think it was a great success.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
We beat the odds.
See, this is all we'd have to do, dude, is get this together one day with some cameras and just shoot everybody talking about the trip. And then you could edit it together in the movies. I agree.
You can put animation over over this podcast.
Sure.
He's more than welcome to do that.
He's completely qualified to do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I got to go. I love you guys.
I'm Triple, everybody.
So I wasn't very... There's four people I didn't want.
You did fine.
Oh, thank you.
It was all the 45 right. minutes was the most damaging. That was really
thanks,
the big problem.
I appreciate that, by the way, because I've just finished last night, so you're...
Hey, we got a podcast to finish.
Close the door. No, we're not finished. We still got another...
No, I know. We have to finish it.
Oh, yeah.
So now we can talk about what really happened.
Okay, well, hold on.
All right, let's get to the fucking real shit.
All I remember...
I'm surprised he was really into talking about blow, too. Usually, he's like, well, that's usually only when he's doing it. He's like, I don't do that stuff. And then when he does it, he's like, yeah, I used to.
Well, I think podcasts are like stand-up. You have to be honest.
Yeah, sure. That's
why not?
Wants to hear it. I don't care. Just be honest. Nobody gives a fuck.
So, yeah.
So what now?
So now it's time for Halloween, and everybody gets a six-day break. And you guys had to drive back home, and I flew to Idaho. I was like, I'm out. I'm not getting in the car. Because you had to drive 27 hours.
Hold on a second.
This is October 2010, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We finished the day before Halloween.
Correct.
And I said, and they're like, oh, you should stay in Halloween in Vancouver. And I'm like, we're not staying an extra day anywhere.
Right.
We're getting the fuck out of here.
Yep.
I flew to Toronto.
You flew to Toronto. Your brother died.
Nope.
Nope.
Not yet.
Was alive.
Still
not
alive.
Yet. God.
Still alive, may rest in peace.
I flew to Idaho.
For what? See your family?
Just to get away from you faggots.
Because you were dumb.
Oh, he was dumb with people.
Were you dumb with Sam again?
I needed a break, but conveniently I had something to do there, and okay. I just flew out of there and met you guys in Toronto.
Being this close to five other dudes.
Six. Yeah, five.
When you're that close and after every day have to fucking face them, when you don't get a break, like, you know how when you're talking to someone at a bar and they start to annoy you, like, I'm going to go to a different side of the bar.
Right.
And you just get away from them for a while, and then it's okay again.
Well, and for the record, you guys were like, we'll take the leg room on the way back. You know, let's...
Oh, yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, every day, if, like, I just can get 30 minutes on my own.
Yeah.
Like, I would need that time sometimes. It's like, it builds up too much.
It's excessive. Too much of anything is a headache.
Yeah. You know? But then we were like, wait, you're leaving to go into fucking Hamilton. Patrick's going with you. Someone else is...
I went to Idaho.
Yeah, we got to recalibrate.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, we need a fucking way home. We got to drive, split the drive home.
Yeah.
And then we're like, let's just do it in once. We did it all the way home.
Right, and remember, you were like, we'll all switch off. Will did nothing.
We didn't even get a room. Yeah. No, Will did eventually.
I was so happy I was on an airplane. I know. I could have done it because I don't drive.
Yeah.
But
41-year-old man who's still never driven a fucking car.
It was like, we did this. We did, like, if you get a full sleep, like, if you're just, I'm going to sleep, you would go on the way back and just like, two rows backwards. If you're going to semi-sleep, you sit in the passenger seat, you can doze off sometimes, and then someone would drive for, like, 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
And then he'd switch with the passenger, and then that guy got to switch on the way back.
How many hours was it? I'd say it's 26, because I know it's 22 from here to Seattle.
Let's, I'll do the thing right now.
I'll do it for you.
Yeah, do it right now. Is it still going, by the way? Yeah, it's still good. So, yeah. Oh, that's what happened, by the way. I went off with Amanda. I met her.
Great girl.
Went off to stay there. I texted Sam. I was like, the room's yours, so do whatever you want with it. Because I always like to know if somebody's not going to be back here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to know if, like, are you going to barge in anymore, or are you going to fucking have it? And all those girls
are talking
to the
bed,
game.
Beaten off. We were trying to bury one.
What happened there? There was coke there.
Where?
In Vancouver. And what?
It was everywhere. It was snowing. It's ridiculous. We'd walk out of the show and they just hand it to us.
Well,
really?
You didn't have to take it, Chris.
So it was going pretty strong. There was mushroom.
It's Vancouver.
One of the locals had mushroom chocolates.
According to this, Ari, it says 1 day, 1 hour. So 25 hours.
25 hours. Yep. Driving. Jesus. Yeah, we just did it straight.
Excuse me. 21 hours.
Is that with traffic or with no traffic?
No traffic.
How many days were you guys back in L.A. before you flew out?
We only had 4 days.
4 days off?
Yeah.
That was
before we went out for
Toronto. Hamilton. Yeah, in Hamilton.
Yep.
Okay.
We did, what, 3 shows in Toronto?
Well, we did Clandestiny.
Okay, so hold on. Let's finish up Vancouver.
I got it. Oh, go ahead.
Vancouver is great. We had a good time. We got to stay at a hotel, mm-hmm. which is right next to the club.
And we're out of the red at that point because of the Vancouver shows.
Vancouver shows. Yeah. Sold off a bunch of merch. Yeah. That takes us to, like, we need some money. We have no spending money. We finally got some.
Yeah, we're actually getting cash out. People were getting paid.
Yeah, it was nice. We hadn't paid for the car yet, but we'd pay for that when we get home.
But we knew we'd had it covered with the merch.
Yeah, and we got a good deal on the car.
Yep.
Because of Dana.
Yep.
We had it paid for in the merch. And then, okay, so then we go home. So then we had to do this Hamilton gig and Toronto gigs.
Yeah, well, first night in Toronto was Vapor Lounge. And Will, we let Will headline. We were like, let's take a night off.
Let's give Will a show.
Because we also were like, he needs a little cash.
Did I do the Vapor Lounge?
We all did.
The stairs.
I remember going there later, but I'd been there, but I don't remember having been there before.
You know what? I don't know if we all did the show, because I remember Will went up and, O'Gorman runs it.
No, I didn't.
Brian.
Yeah.
And he was like, Will's like, how much to headline? $100. And there was so much pot smoke in there, he was on stage for 12 minutes and thought he'd been on there for an hour and walked off. And then and then we went up, if I recall.
Yeah. I didn't go up. I remember you guys talking about it later. I don't know why I wouldn't have gone up somewhere.
I think maybe you, because he, oh.
Were there just not enough spots to give out?
No, it was packed. And they were there for us.
I hadn't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
We didn't drive there. Sam took a flight later. This is the day before.
Okay, so it was just us.
That's why we threw him a bone, because it wasn't a monster show.
Yeah, he went early just for that.
Yeah.
We did Clandestiny, which is still one of my favorite places to play in the world.
Right. Sneaky D's.
Sneaky D's was a great show.
For me, that was one of my worst shows.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean, it was a good money.
My ex-girlfriend had invited some friends of hers from her office, and they just talked and heckled.
The whole time?
Yeah.
On purpose?
Yeah. I'm like, shut up.
And remember, we were staying in Hamilton, so we had to go back and forth. I remember Sam kept talking about that pussy that was like a vice grip.
We were staying all the way in Hamilton?
Yes.
It's 40 minutes from Trump.
Yeah. Because we had that hotel.
In Hamilton?
Yes. Sheraton. Ned's place.
Yes.
That he hooked us up with.
Oh, yeah. Good place.
Right.
So we went back and forth. By the way, that's the gig. Rouse, I'm so upset for talking me into it, but I shouldn't have done it. Where you were like, before we even planned the gig, we're like, we got this extra gig in Hamilton. It'll like be the close. And I was like, I think I'm going to go to Austin with Rogan and try to tape a CD there. And you were like, they can really only do it that week. It's a sex convention.
There was a sex convention, and we were passing out tickets. And remember, Will got the rubber fist.
It's got to be that week. And I was like, fuck, all right, we'll go that week. And then later it was like, this is just a fucking show. Didn't have to be anything with the sex convention. I couldn't. And it was 2 years later until I taped my CD.
It was shit.
Because we had the Sneaky D's show, we had Clandestiny, and then we had two nights at Rock Bar.
Yeah.
Did we do two nights at Rock Bar?
Yep.
Yeah, we did one night, and then we did Service Industry Night.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Ralph, you had this great stuff about how all the waitresses only worked there because some manager wanted to fuck them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that, why all do you those think guys you're hired? Bang all the waitresses. Yeah,
you're hired because you're slutty.
Yep. That's the Hamilton
tradition. I remember Sam and I taking the bus ride of shame back from Toronto to Hamilton with no sleep. We both hooked up with separate chicks, met at the bus station on no sleep whatsoever, and then had to come back and do that show. And we were just
you guys were burned out.
None.
Where the hell did you guys go off?
He had the vice grip girl. He kept saying her pussy's like a vice grip, bro.
Who?
Sam.
I think that's called her asshole. If it's that tight.
I don't remember
where
in Toronto.
Yeah, he was always. He just kind of disappear.
Just goes away.
Well, and then he come back and disheveled and confused.
I hooked up with your friend that we met at Bovine Sex Club. Because we all went to the Bovine.
Carmen's sister.
I don't know. And, And then we had put Manolis on a show.
Oh, yeah. Manolis did.
Yes, Hamilton.
And then I should say this. If you want to find out what happened in Hamilton, listen to the podcast I did with Patrick Coppolino. And we went over the whole thing with Sam and Patrick there.
Oh, well, yeah.
Why don't we talk about it here? Because it'd be a great closer.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
It was kind of the icing on the cake.
Because I hooked up with her the first night I was there.
Wait, that trip?
Yes.
That trip you hooked up with? I thought it was way in the past.
First night I was there.
It was me.
Who was it? What was her name?
Lauren.
So I remember Patrick...
She's nice. She's a good
great
girl.
Yeah. Patrick picking us up or whatever, because he lived in Hamilton. And so he would pick us up from the airport in Toronto and whatever. Right. Maybe Manolis picked us up from the airport. That's where we got to know him. But
Remember he broke your phone the first night?
Broke my phone.
Your brand new iPhone.
Spilled coffee all over it. Yeah. Stopped working for like a day. It works now, though. But I just got over it. I just let it go. So Patrick had this girl with him, Lauren, who was like he was into.
Yeah, yep. But who brings... Okay, I'm trying to be as diplomatic as
possible. He was 19. I'd seen enough guys bring girls to the Comedy Store and watch them go to the back with some comic, some other person.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, you don't bring your chum around the sharks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You just don't do that.
But the whole thing was, it's his birthday. She's going to take him out, show him a good time.
He's going to get pussy.
The night after she'd fucked me. And
she had sexy the night before?
Correct.
Did Patrick know about that?
I don't know. Yes, he did know about it.
I used to drill her for years.
Way back.
Ages ago.
So the point is, it's his birthday. She's going to be his date. Yeah. We go to Scott's bar.
He was sweet on her, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well,
he's an
idiot.
Well, he's 19. He was 19. He wasn't a father back then.
I don't remember if we had a show at Scott's bar.
11 months ago.
No, not a monster show. No, but
we just did that show that you hooked up.
Scott McDonald at Shea Burrito was quite. He's been a fan of yours for I don't know a decade.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. You met him at the bar. Yeah, redheaded guy. I think he took some pictures.
Maybe I should do a show in Hamilton while I'm at Toronto next.
You know? What?
Oh, of course you should. Do it.
It's like an hour away.
What you should do it is Absinthe.
Yeah, Ned is in town. We'll talk about this later.
Yeah. Do it at Absinthe. That's where Giannis did a show.
I'm doing mine there December 7th, I think.
At Absinthe?
Yeah, I think December...
I got to start going to more smaller markets, like good big size places, mm-hmm. but just not the main place that you know about.
Yeah,
you know, but there's still fucking 200,000 people in the
can
town.
Can we get back to the?
Yeah, let's get back to the town. So brings you to this bar. We're all celebrating a great show. Yep. It was Saturday night, right? It was the first night.
Rap party.
It was like a rap party. We had access upstairs, like this VIP area that actually was fun because it was only us up there.
Yeah, booze. It was
cool.
Dylan showed up with Walk and Shaw. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yep. Walk and Shaw, yeah. Sam's ex.
Sam used to date Walk and Shaw?
Yeah.
Really?
Jesus.
Sam was almost fist fought over. Because he does this thing where he never tells anybody if he's dating anyone.
Okay.
So then, I don't know, it's just this girl Sam has to remember. He's not dating her. We keep saying, is that your girlfriend? I was like, no, man. It's just a friend of mine. It's like, okay. And so we made a joke. It was like someone was hugging her goodbye, and I was sitting down at a barbecue, 4th of July barbecue. I think it might have been Bobby Lee. It was like hugging her, and I was sitting behind her, and I took Bobby's hand, and I pulled it off her back and lowered it to her butt.
Yeah.
And so he just felt a hand pull off and go like that, and then that was it. Sam lost his shit and was ready to fight everybody. You put your hand on my fucking girlfriend's ass. Well, in all fairness, I put someone else's hand on your girlfriend's ass, and we didn't know it was your girlfriend. But he was so fucking... That had to be coke back then. Or booze. I think it was just booze, maybe. He got fighty when he got drunk.
Yeah.
That's the first time he cleaned up. It was because of that. Anyway, yeah, he was Dick Walkinshaw.
So, it's Patrick's big birthday night.
Wow, that cookie, LA Speedweed, is really kicked in right now.
Yep. Is it working?
Choco Mellows. Yeah, it's tough. Fuck. So you guys help guide me for the rest of this trip.
So, it's Patrick's big birthday night. It's date night for him. And with the remember he shut the bar down and we just danced all night, having a great time. And then somebody walked back to the kitchen.
Well, this is at Shea. So it's a bar area in the front. And then past the bathrooms is into the door into the kitchen. And Scott, I unknowingly thought it was funny that someone was getting fucked in his kitchen and the rest of his place of business.
Right.
Grabs Patrick, goes, hey, check this out. And he pulls Patrick into the door frame and reveals that Sam's got Lauren bent over and he's fucking the brown out of her ass.
Oh, my God.
Over the grill.
He's not... Oh. It was not anal. He wasn't doing anal with her.
Patrick, put it this way. Patrick...
Happy birthday, Patrick.
Patrick goes, I saw it go in. That was his thing. He goes, I saw it go in.
Happy birthday, Patrick.
Happy birthday, Patrick.
I told him for the last hour, I saw her get drunk. I saw him drunk. And it was already like 12:45. And
pace I was like, yourself.
Patrick, get this girl out of here.
Yeah.
It's time for you to take her home now.
Go dump one on her.
And he's like, okay. I'm like, I'm telling you, Patrick, you're
running out of time.
Not taking her home right now. Just say, hey, let's go.
Yeah, and nothing more is going to happen here.
And
it's
then
over.
30 minutes later,
Sam's
bent over getting fucked by somebody else. And he has to see it. I saw it go in.
God. That was his, apparently Scott said he dropped his drink. Like
really?
That full kind of, you know.
Oh, it was very cinematic.
Slow-mo.
Yeah.
Smash, crash,
what
really?
And he goes, what are you doing? I'm getting fucked by this out-of-towner.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. And
that was a great moment.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
Scott
gosh.
Scott thought it was funny. Oh, man.
And then.
I just remember later, Manolis reminds me of this, that we're all eating later, just sort of in silence. No one's bringing it up. It wasn't even being brought up. Jason, you were trying to pawn off somebody. You were like, I don't want to fuck her again. Would one of you please do this to her? And we were like, nah, she seems kind of old and all cracked out. Like, I know, please.
Oh, that blonde girl.
She was like cute,
nuts.
But it was like...
Oh, she's an idiot.
Oh, I walked in and you had her... I opened the door and she's just flying around like a crazy bat.
Yeah, she was crazy and
just
drunk.
Out of control.
Yeah.
You're like, please,
she
one of you...
She cuffed me a couple times and I'm like... Fuck.
Cuffed you?
Yeah, like the switch.
Oh, really? Slap. Yeah.
Like in a jesting way, but I don't respond to that well. I almost punched her in the throat.
Went for a weak spot. Mm. So we're all eating, and then somebody said, Manolo said, nobody was bringing it up, but we're all thinking about it, about what had happened in that bathroom behind whatever.
Let's get
the bathroom,
that out.
The fucking alley. Where was it?
In the kitchen. The kitchen. A small kitchen that they do burritos in. People have got to eat in there. And there's chunks of Sam's pubic hair all over the grill.
Well, you go from an A to a B now.
And tear-stained garlic bread now laying in that kitchen.
But Sam goes, we're all quiet eating. And Sam just looks up and just feels what no one's saying. Just, I fuck chicks, man. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I fuck chicks.
That's what he said.
But it's like, I'm this animal. What do you want me to do? What do you want to tell you?
On the kid's birthday.
Oh, it was his birthday. I forgot
that.
Was
the best finishing move to a friendship I've ever seen in my life. And then, what are you doing? Nothing. I saw it go in.
I had for a while. I don't know if I still have it. I think I lost it. One of the best pictures I've ever had in my life. It was later where Patrick still wouldn't leave that bar.
By himself, crying.
Lauren feeling bad because she's got to face what she's done. Yeah. She knows she's came here with a guy, somebody else, while I'm here with this dude. And she's got to wait, like, take whatever abuse he's. And Patrick is intentionally flirting with someone else right in front of her, like, laughing it up extra hard, like, dancing with some girl, like, looking in her eye.
Trying to blow it off.
Thinks he's in junior high.
So I have this picture of Patrick talking to this girl. They're both smiling. Right behind her, Lauren is looking at them, just sort of, like, turned her head looking at them with not a smile or a frown, just kind of, like, still-faced. Like, this is what I... All right, go ahead.
I made my dildo. Now I got to sleep in it.
Yeah. It was one of my favorite pictures I've ever taken. And Patrick just sort of, like... intentionally, like, letting her know that he's flirting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's sending her a message.
Yeah. If you think you're getting back at her, Patrick, you're not.
Yeah. Oh. She's ringing at her pussy in a urinal.
Yeah. Did he have sex with her later?
Yeah, he ended up.
It's called makeup sex.
Yeah, yeah. It's called makeup sex. After she got a shoehorn and scraped Sam's kids out of her mound, he rolled down a condom.
Really? Ugh. Barf. I'm like, what's this?
Is that sour cream and onion dip?
So that was that show. And then that was it? Then we pretty much went home?
Then Hamilton, yeah, that was it.
Yeah, then we had problems at the airport. I remember that.
What was the problem? Oh,
you guys got baked.
I remember Sam taking one of Puff Mama's cookies
and
or something.
And we're at customs, and Sam just goes in without his bag.
Well, yeah, because you know how you have to stop and, like, sign your bags and stuff? Right. Well, there's a few places where you put your bags down.
Yeah.
You say goodbye to whoever you're saying goodbye to, whoever drove you there, when you're checking in, and then you have to stop and fill out the form, the American entry form thing.
Right.
And, at some point, Sam looks up and is like, oh, my bag! We're already in the line.
Here's what happened.
We're in American soil,
You're on American soil, and I'm standing behind them with Sam's bag, and I don't know if I had yours. I know I had Sam's.
Yeah. And you don't know what's in Sam's bag?
No clue, and I look at the guy, and I go, that's actually Sam's bag. And he goes, Sam's in America right now. You're in Canada. He can't come back over and get it. Do you want to take the bag in?
I forgot about
and
all
I
that.
Go, and I'm thinking to myself, I know what's in my bag. I'm clear. And
tooth polish and leg warmer.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll take care of it. And then they bring me in to the room, and they're like, before we open this bag, you have to declare that you own what's in the bag. And I'm like, Sam's an idiot.
Fucker.
There could be anything in here. They open it up, and it's, I don't know who packed his bag. Well, he didn't. It's just disgusting. And they just flip it over, and they're going through all his shit. And I'm like, this is where I go to jail.
You're sweating.
Sweating, because he's high. And, and then she put her rubber gloves on, went through everything, and,
What do they find?
Nothing.
Lack of hope?
Just
broken
me
dreams.
Sweating.
Yeah.
Just me sweating, saying I'm going to jail.
Teddy Ruxpin in a leather mask.
Well, no, because when I leave, I always make sure I clean my clothes.
I get rid of all
There's
my drugs.
There's no residuals. Yeah. And Sam, he opened it up, and it was like a Jack in the Box, just clothes everywhere. Fuck.
Sam just said, my back, and just left. And we're like, where you go? You can't. Some guy goes, sir, you can't go. He just bolted.
Yep. And they won't let you come back.
And then eventually found it. He went and got it. He just
I brought it back.
He met you halfway?
No, I took ownership of his bag.
Then he left it where he started,
right.
But he had to sign out the paperwork.
And they wouldn't let him come back because the doors closed.
Yeah.
And then I had to own his bag.
And you met him right there.
After I made it through the search.
Wow.
So after I had to legally declare that I didn't have any drugs on me.
I will say this. Yeah, so that was pretty much it. That was the trip. It was a great time.
Amazing.
It was good.
I only look back on that with the as you separate from like the angry times, you're like, motherfucker, like I don't want to smell another dump in a tub or fuck anything else, or like I don't want to see we'll see right now, whatever it is. I just want to sleep in my own bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were all in kind of weird places psychologically too.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, I definitely grew as a Canadian. I know that for sure.
As a Canadian?
Comedian.
Yeah, spend time there. You become a Canadian.
It definitely had an impact on my career, my art.
Yeah, I guess so. How so?
just that I was in a process of trying to find out how I can do the comedy I want to do without a mask. Because I was going on stage with a mask to represent the comedy. Yeah. And it didn't work. It was a clash. And then once I dropped the exterior and became more of myself, my comedy was more comfortable. And, of course, it was better comedy.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, cool. For sure. Sam was right when we had that huge blow up. It was there was a way about going about it. It's like you don't go up to somebody who just had a great set and say, here's no more of this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, once he told you once, I was like, when he said, I was like, yeah, sure. I don't think he's going to listen to you.
Right.
But if you say it in a nice way, okay. Then he said it, goes, I got to tell him again. You do not have to tell anybody anything again. He's a grown man and he heard you.
Right.
And that's where the blow up was.
Right. Because I just felt like it was like, you can't keep telling me what to do. This
you guys were
your show.
Screaming at each other.
Oh, yeah. I wanted
it
to kill
was
him.
Pretty funny.
We just didn't give a fuck.
No, I didn't even flinch. I didn't flinch. I was like, this.
You were like, let's see what happens.
Let's have some fun with this because I don't have a horse in this.
Yeah.
Sam shouldn't have said anything. I don't give a fuck either way. He didn't say anything to me.
You guys are just being a pain in the fucking ass.
But see, Sam,
let's just get back to drinking, man. We're in San Fran.
Sam was also concerned about the big picture. You know, I want to sell this product. And I'm like, I just want to
Sam was
art.
On his phone 95% of the time. Yeah.
95%. When he drove, he didn't put that phone down.
Yeah. Head on collision.
He kept texting and driving the whole way.
Sam and I are 10 times closer now, though.
That's been 2 years. He's still aggressively in it.
Even then.
I've told him the only thing he needs to do is get on ADD medication. That's what he needs.
But he has to – when we went to see Jackass 3D, I had to tell him, like, I think it was that one. I don't think it was let the right one in. I was like, don't turn that fucking phone on the whole way while we're at a movie.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, fine.
Went to the bathroom?
And he went up and went all the way to the... And I saw him out of the back left corner of my eye, but I saw it and I was like, you know what? He made an effort. And I was all right. I can put it out of my head.
It's pain in the ass.
Yeah. So annoying.
I'm guilty
like
of it myself.
An hour and a half, though? You got to shut your phone off when you're in a movie.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a weight off.
No one has
shoulders.
To... Yeah. No one has to reach you right now.
Yeah.
You can return.
It's your time.
Unplug.
And if you're like in the middle of stuff, I've been there too, where you're like, I can't, I gotta go through these, I gotta tell my agent this, or I gotta tell this person to get this shirt printed or whatever. But then don't go to a movie until you're done with all that.
Yeah. I find I have a hard time watching movies at home without going to my phone.
Yeah.
And I consciously say I'm turning it off.
I'm thinking of doing a day a week without it.
It's a great idea.
Or at least only use the phone part of it.
Right.
But like no internet.
Right. Yeah. So when do we get the band back together?
There's no way this band comes back together. Yeah. They were good shows. It was all sort of the same sort of attitude of like irreverence, you know, in our acts. But man, it was fun though.
Until you know, somebody.
It would have to.
I had never done that. I'd never taken like a road gig with a bunch of people. Like not just like go for a few days and come back, but like 25 days at the last part of it. 20 days. And every night staying together.
Yeah.
20 straight days.
Yeah. And I think everybody had, at their best, had skills that contributed to aspect of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, without my accounting Jew skills.
No, but you were good with it. You were good. Yeah. Like, no, we're not going to spend that money because we need that money. And then we're all kind of like, you're right.
And you guys are like, but what about cocaine? Yeah. And you're like, no, that is not part of the budget.
You know, it's interesting because I recently was approached by somebody who said, hey, do you want to go do a 50 states in 50 days with me?
Whoa.
And I basically had to say, it's impossible. You cannot do that. States in 20 days. It's like, how are you going to
fly
that
every
off?
Night? Fly every
no,
night?
No, they want to drive.
Oh, man.
Drive?
Yeah, I don't think it could be done.
Nuts.
He wants to do it to get in the Guinness Book
First
of World
First of all, 50 states, you can't drive the two of them.
Well, you know what I mean. Ditch Alaska, ditch Hawaii.
Yeah.
Maybe you fly to those. But it's literally like, how are you going to do that? You're going to do a show and then immediately get in the car
it's
and
like
drive?
It's a great idea, but like where?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
And so what, you can say you did that?
Guinness Book.
What is this? Yeah, what does that do?
I don't know. Maybe
I did see a lot.
No one's gonna give a shit.
I did see a lot of different crowds and different nights. Like we would go up into from like San Diego, LA, where humans live,
right,
and then to like the Baco, Fresno, and stuff where the animals inhabit, and then back to San Fran where it was nice. And so you got like a lot of different types of crowds, like all like in a row. So it was cool to see how your act would work.
Yep,
like that in front of different types of people.
Yeah, and I'll say it again, but I really love those bar shows. I mean, I just love the interaction with the people.
Here's how I feel about it.
Those aren't people.
You're an artist. You paint a painting. Right. You get that painting on a fucking...
put in the Guggenheim.
Gallery, white background walls, where it's very clear and still, high ceilings, good lighting on it. You don't fucking put it in the back of an alley and throw Snickers wrappers at it. That's not the way you present your
broken
art.
Broken glass.
Yeah. Walking... Oh, move, homeless guy. There's... Oh, see? You like
it? I can. If I was going to do an art show, I think it would be in an alleyway soaked with...
You would do that.
Yeah,
that's
like
what
it.
You would do.
But I don't want to be... I don't want those people around me.
Ugh. Yeah, you would hire... You should hire actors to come and lie as homeless people. Don't stink.
Well, I would do it again in a heartbeat. I love the action.
It was fun. It was fun as shit. Yeah. Man, it was fun. Once you get past the point of like, I'm not making any money while we're out here for 30 days, it was a cool vacation.
Well, we didn't come home empty-handed. I mean, I think at the end it was $1,800 after expenses a piece.
That we got.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Remember?
No.
Yes. I sat here and tallied it up here with you.
I think so.
With Hamilton, maybe.
Yeah.
With Hamilton.
We all cleared $1,800 after expenses.
No way.
Yeah. I have the accounting.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was worth it.
It's too bad we couldn't get like a festival or something to pay us to come and do a show. Yeah. Just
something somewhere.
All the bullshit for us. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, you need a following.
You do.
Yeah.
To do Comedians of Comedy or whatever. It's like,
how long have you been doing your podcast now?
Year and a half, almost, or two.
It's been that long, eh?
Yeah. I mean, it's been over a year on my own
you
already.
Getting like a third or a 50% of your audience is
my fans
off the back of this or
podcasts in general.
I guess it varies from city to city.
Yeah, like Vancouver is a good city. Canadian cities are good cities.
Yeah.
San Francisco was a humongous city.
Yeah,
we do 300 in a Wednesday in San Francisco.
That's awesome.
Just because of this stuff and the Rogan stuff.
The Rogan stuff's a big thing.
And then here's the thing: if you're just doing a show on Wednesday, it's nobody who's showing up going, oh, is there comedy tonight? That's going to fucking walk out angry.
Right.
It's only like 95% of them, or eight, you know, or more. Are there for you?
And
it's just
difference.
A killer show.
I just got back from Denmark, and
they know you there by now, right?
Yeah, and I have like I do pretty good there, and when people come to see you, it makes all the difference.
I say as long as I get 10% of the crowd.
Yeah,
because if I do a week somewhere, my crowd is... Brendan Walsh talked to me about this. He doesn't want to do any of the clubs in Indianapolis anymore because he goes, I know how many people I got that came for me specifically over those six shows in 4 days, and he goes,
the percentages aren't there.
It's like 120 maybe split up. So it's fucking 20 people a show.
Yeah.
That doesn't do anything for me. But I mean, it's nice.
Yeah.
But he goes, I can just get those 100 of them in one night.
Yeah. Take the door.
You know, and then take the door and do better.
Get in
and
get out. Sleep in my own bed.
And he's dealing with club owners.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. But if you get 10% of the crowd that's your fans, especially with sort of the darker stuff that we do, I always say, it's just when they start laughing, the 10% of the people or 20% of people, the rest of the people can go, oh, okay, we can laugh at this now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of leverage in your favor.
Yeah.
It's not a showmaker, but it is a nice incentive.
I would like to sit down with each of those people that get offended and be like, hey, just relax, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be totally fine. It doesn't make you agree with any of this. Just relax. And if I can put them in a good mood, I think they'd be okay. That 10% of the people does that for them.
Yes.
It lets them
just
enjoy.
They give reassurance. Oh, we've been here before. I know it's not what you're familiar with, but chill out. It's going to be okay.
Like, I'm not just going up yelling, nigger, cunt, for fucking 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not that.
No,
relax.
I know. But that's how some people interpret it, what you're doing. And I mean, you're doing, I mean, some comedians as a just foul mouth thing. They're not really listening to the whole dynamic of what's going down.
Yeah. Do you guys have... Twitter and stuff?
Of course.
What is it? Horse tooth?
Oh, you're baked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That could be in me. Oh,
no, it's Chris Neff Comedy.
Oh, you switched it?
Yeah, I switched it a long time ago.
Okay.
And
Chris Neff Comedy.
Yep.
Chris Neff was taken?
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
You look like Clint Eastwood now.
I'm tired. And then, of course...
What's the deal? Why have you always looked fucking 80 years older than you are?
What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
you look like
I get carded all the time.
No, because they think you're not born in this century.
Oh.
In the last 100 years.
They want proof to show to their friends.
Yeah, like show me your Jack the Ripper identification. Chris Neff Comedy.
Does he look like one of the extras from League of Their Own? The lesbian baseball movie?
Yeah, he looks like one.
Yeah,
I like the way it's a lesbian baseball movie because there's one dyke in it.
Hey,
you know nothing about anything.
Madonna's eating a little mound in her day.
Yeah, it's two.
Two.
And also they're playing baseball.
Yep.
So thematically, it's just the Hollywood version. But wait, Chris Neff Comedy
yep.
is on Twitter.
Yep. So is Jason Rouse 666.
Jason Rouse 666. R-O-U-S-E yep. is Rouse.
Check out jasonrouse.com.
Okay, yeah, website's there.
Like
jasonrouse.com.
My fucking Facebook page.
How long are you going to be back in America for, and when are you going back out?
I'm here till the end of the month, and then I've got some gigs in Europe, England.
I have some people listening to England. Where? I won't play this until October anyway.
I play the Comedy Caf in London at the end of October.
Okay.
I think. And then I've got, I'm doing Hamilton.
Are you really?
Toronto, Whitby, nice. Ajax.
When?
The late November, early December. Last okay. week of November. All the dates will be posted by the end of this month.
Oh, that's cool. At jasonrouse.com. Yeah.
My dates are up too.
Okay. And my podcast.
What's your comedian?
ChrisNeff.com.
ChrisNeff.com. You started a podcast?
My podcast is coming out in October. Nice. It's called Safe Word.
Safe Word?
Yeah. And, nice. Yeah, it should be interesting. We'll see
what happens. Where are you doing that? Have you already recorded some?
I've recorded a couple episodes. We did a thing, a boat ride to Finland.
Oh, God.
And there's like a part A and part B to it before yeah. the drinking and afterward. He threw a bunch yeah. of poker chips and called the dealer at the boat a cunt and all this
stuff. Chris Neff is the worst person to play cards with.
Oh, you hate it. You hate it when I gamble.
Oh, he's just he plays an asshole. Hey, great night we're having here, aren't we? You guys giving people the shoulder tap with his elbow.
Yeah, the loudmouth yeah. asshole.
Oh, I get man. Paid off.
Three of a guy, you beat me. That oh, wait a minute. Hold on. If I take this three from the end and put it to the middle, just 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, that makes a straight, huh? I guess I won.
Well, how about that?
I guess I won.
It's called getting paid off when you hit.
No, it's called being an asshole.
People
at
just
a table.
Wanted to beat you. They would stay in pots just to try to beat you.
Yep. He almost got thrown off the boat.
Really?
That's an exaggeration.
He goes, I'm from America. And he's pulling all this bullshit. You know, like he's in a boat from Finland to Sweden, and he's the biggest asshole on the boat, no doubt. People were coming out of
Well, here's the thing. I tipped her, and she threw the money at me, and I'm like, I'm throwing money at me. I'm giving you a tip. And, of course, they don't
Why
take tips.
Why should throw the money at you? Because you
You're
were being a dick for the last hour
no,
and 40 minutes.
No, they're not allowed to take tips.
No. Oh, you weren't being an asshole on top of it.
I was buying people drinks, wasn't I?
Yeah, you do that in an asshole way. Hey, what do you drink? I'm good. No, you're not good because I saw you drinking and we're having a drink. Waitress, get me and my buddy. What's your name? John? Get me and my best friend John a drink.
Yeah, best friend John.
We're going to take this table down, aren't we, John?
Where are you from, John? Who gives a fuck? Drink this, John.
My friend has a saying, and he says, I'm the loudest mouth at the table, but the tightest player, and that's how you get paid off. You've seen me do it, Ari.
Well, your friend's a fucking asshole like you.
I think I'm going to play blind this hand.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's called get them angry at you, and they pay off.
Seeing people like you at the table helps me stick to my beliefs that there is no God.
Right. Tight is
Watching
right.
Watching you like rake a pot, just like, oh, yeah, okay, that's right. There's no God.
Right.
There's no reason that God exists no with that kind
poker.
Of justice
There's no
done.
Skill in poker whatsoever. The fucking psychological game.
I like
you know
Uno.
It.
It's not
like
that
Uno?
Kind of pressure.
Competitive Uno.
I'm a big Uno guy.
For the record, I would like to say, if anybody is listening and you do want a DVD, because I get some people ask for them.
Yeah.
And as long as they send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, stamps.
Yeah.
I'll wrap it up and send it out to him. I've done that like 5 times in the last year.
I bet if he makes that video into something decent,
that
we could put
2 years.
We could put it on iTunes
cunt.
For $1.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And just have it there for $1.
Right.
And not charge any more than that.
But
we've
got a Ferrari with no fucking motor in it.
Yeah.
Because he's got bed sores.
Do you think he can do anything? There's no way he can do anything. We'd have to give it to someone else. But there's not enough footage.
There's tons. There's so much that was missing.
Yeah.
What about all the times that like we did impressions of each other? That's not in there. Every time I watch it,
we didn't
like,
record it.
Yeah, no, it is. I'm like,
I think
it'd
be interesting in maybe a decade.
Yeah.
I think in 10 years after he commits suicide.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I start
with that net already.
I start my religious cult. He kills himself, and then you go on to your accounting job after your 3 suicides.
Sam selling Subarus down the street.
Yeah, Sam would be totally. He'd be a great Carl Suessman.
What a fucking degenerate Armenian. He would go perfect for that.
Every time he closes a deal, though, he picks a girl upside down and dry humps her.
His family came out in Phoenix, right? His brother? His brother come out then?
That was his mother. They both look the same.
Oh,
though.
By the way, I'm remembering this too. While we're in Phoenix. That's when you, Chris Neff, was still lovey-dovey with Nicole Amy where you were like, ah, oh, she's great, guys.
She was cute.
You were Skyping all the time.
We all Skyped her.
And then I came on his jersey.
No, you would bring
he
your
came on my baseball
over.
Jersey.
You while he yeah, while he pulled out of her mouth. That's when you would
you
bring the fucking
jersey
Skype
back?
Over. And you're like, say hi to Nicole, everybody. That
yeah, was
that
bad.
Wasn't we were all Skyping her.
It's
yep.
called
you were in love with her.
For maybe a day.
For like 4 days. And it was hilarious. Because we're like, dude, Krause, you can't. All right.
Yeah. It's rude.
Sorry. It's rude. It's like, what do you even love? You can't be in love.
She's been defiled
you can wanna,
by
you can
Satan.
You want to hook up. Yeah.
She's been defiled by Satan. And you're like, let me put a rose in this fucking pig's hair. Take it for a run in the park. Get out of here.
Can I finish?
Get
that's
the
when I learned
fuck
something about that. Where you told what happened that night? Where you just said like you were everyone's talking or whatever, and you left. And you're like, you just left Rouse's apartment. I mean, Neff's apartment, and you just said, "Hey, you coming?" That was your first move you made on her. She's like, "Okay."
For the record, we do have T-shirts still available.
Okay. Oh, when I went to when I did a show on Clandestiny early this year. Mm. Somebody's wearing that Monsters of Comedy shirt.
Yeah, you know what?
Was
we
it Vita?
It was not Vita. It was somebody who worked
we
there.
Did Vancouver.
She loves you, Puff Mama.
We did Vancouver, what, a month and a half ago?
Yeah.
And they were out wearing them.
Somebody showed up
yeah,
in the Monsters
yeah,
of Comedy
yeah,
shirt.
Church, yeah.
That's
April,
rad.
April and her friends showed up.
Yeah.
And they came and saw our show twice.
There's less than 200 of those in existence, right? Or
yeah.
How many did we have total?
400.
How much did we make total? 200, 100,
we made
500?
200, you're right.
200?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also made wristbands,
shot glasses, and then the limited
CD.
Edition DVD. Not even to mention the movie, which will be so
10 years.
Five things.
We also got Kickstarter to help us.
Yeah, yeah. We did good.
We
did
owe good. It, but you know, Sam,
the Kickstarter paid for the Suburban.
Yeah,
yeah, but
man, this was a weird fucking. We just did it, sort
yeah,
of shoestring.
Yeah.
It's but, when you apply yourself, you know, you can...
But Dana, we got it done because you guys set a date. We're going to do this yeah. all through October. And
for
we
the
got
record,
it.
Though, Dana brought up a good point, and that's what? We owe it to our Kickstarter fans to deliver the final product,
cool.
which
well,
is the film.
We have to look at an alternative as yeah. far as an editor because Patrick's obviously incompetent.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Do you think if we paid an editor, like... A couple $100, they could do something.
Not a couple $100. You know how hard it is to edit 180
way more.
Hours of
yeah,
footage.
Yeah, and would have no idea.
It's
he'd
all digitized, so all we
but
do
we
is
do
hand
have.
Drive.
Yeah, we have it on a drive. And, by the way, put it out to your friend. Your
yeah, if somebody
here.
Wants to cut this movie,
somebody's gonna want to do that. That's crazy talk.
Yeah,
that's
hey,
so much
kid,
work.
Some guys are very savvy.
I've seen it
for
happen.
A project content is king. We have content, but we yeah. have no fucking.
They're gonna sit through and loop, like watch all that shit to find out. And then decide a storyline and then have to edit it for fucking
if we were live right now, that fucking phone would be ringing off the hook.
Yeah, we'd also have to give out the phone number. But if I did, yeah. if we did both of those things, then yeah, yeah. I bet. Yeah, I better be off the hook.
What are you doing? How long are you in town for?
I'm leaving tomorrow for a wedding and then I'm back like, you know, intermittently throughout the next 2 months.
Okay.
I've got a few gigs. I've got the DC Improv, October... I should say these
you must
quick.
Do well there since you're from that area.
It's the first time to let me headline like a show
right.
on Friday night when Pablo couldn't do it and feature right. the rest for him like once. And then they just have never really done that room that much.
Right.
It's but, weird the politics that are involved in the improv.
Oh,
the
yeah.
comedy chains in general.
Well, they don't talk to each other is the problem.
Yeah. Also, when I started there, I didn't start there. I started in L.A., but I would do guest spots there. And so they saw... Diaz told me this once. The city you start in, they're always going to see you as a beginner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so they always sort of saw me as less than what I was, which is fine. I get it.
Totally.
But they're like, you do a guest spot. That's your position. It's like, I've moved past that
I'm
now,
actually
but,
recording
okay.
my CD in my hometown. I've never performed there. I thought it'd be a fun thing.
Really?
To yeah.
If you can get people there.
Yeah.
And also be at Helium in Portland.
Out.
I'll
my
be in back.
CD's
oh.
coming out in October. I forgot.
When's your CD coming out?
Halloween.
Halloween, October 31st.
Yeah.
What is that called?
It's called Rotten.
Day of the Dead.
Rotten.
Do you want to see the picture?
Yeah,
I know
sure.
you can't see it for the viewers, but I'll show you. I'll
yeah.
maybe post it on your page or something.
Yeah.
So depending on when I put this out, I've got La Jolla probably with Rena Zisi and Simone and whatever, but then DC Improv, Helium in Portland the last week of October, then Calgary on Yuck Yucks the first week of November. You ever do that?
Oh, not for a while. I had one of my worst gigs in my career there.
Early. Really?
Yeah. But you'll have a great time there. When's your Calgary dates?
November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Wow.
Wow, cool.
It's the same guy who did the Monsters.
Yeah, it looks like that. It looks like those colors. Yeah. Wow, with your face all melted off.
Yeah.
Wow, that looks good when you go bigger.
Look at the worms in the eyeball.
Ew. What's with you and the devil, man? Yeah. The devil.
Ari's not even looking at pictures. He's looking into my stool that's full of worms.
And November 8th, the House of Blues with Joey Diaz.
Cool, man. Thanks for having us, Ari.
Those House of Blues shows, will they put chairs out or is it standing?
Chairs.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, you can't do standing. So that's it, right? What else did we do with the Monsters?
That's it. We're just an editor.
Is there anything we forgot?
Stay tuned. Oh,
yeah. We need an editor. The movie comes out.
We'll put it out for a dollar or two.
Sure. And then if it blows up, reunion tour. Sans, we'll see.
What should we do with those t-shirts and stuff? I guess I'll leave that to people. Tell me what you think we should do with those t-shirts.
Yep. And send a self-addressed stamped envelope to me.
You're not going
to
give them all out. How many do you have left?
Of the CDs?
Of the CDs? Of the
probably
t-shirts, of the
75 CDs. Maybe 40 shirts.
Like shipping in here. Get like $5 a piece for it or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Jew and you.
No.
What's so I can do an accounting thing and fucking spreadsheet it and pass everybody a dollar?
There's only 200 of them in the world.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a kind of a interesting career time for all of us.
But you can't just hold them forever, right? Then you're just a hoarder.
No.
You gotta get rid of them. Let the people who want them have
them. He's a fucking hoarder.
$5, $5, I don't know.
I gotta eat lunch. This is too much fun.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for having us, Ari.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Let's get baked.
And now the autistic lady will play us out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Do you have that? You got to give it to me.
I'll find it.
All right.
Okay.
Rap out, sister.
From the drops. This is all new. You know it's feast of the year. Cap and pocket. Don't you stop it. Don't you know I be's a boss it? Everybody bouncing, bounces, ripping my name of the year. Even she gotta say it twice a year.
I
got nothing you, but you got something on the crew. What you do? We cultivated what you
do. Time out. What'd you just tell us? What story did you just say?
I'm talking about my lyricals.
Anyway, that's the episode, everybody. I hope you liked it. Please remember to visit Amazon.com. And then my other podcast sponsor is Gamefly.com. If you go to Gamefly.com/Ari, you can go there. And let me say this real quick about this this podcast network we're doing. If you haven't gone yet, go to All Things Comedy. It's this – I'm calling it a co-op, a comedian's co-op. And it's me. It's Bill Burr, Al Madrigal, Greg Proops. Who else is in it? Tom Rhodes. Jake Johansson, really just funny comics. And it's just sort of a launching pad right there. So we're just all supporting each other. Like, for instance, Bill Burr, who you might know from the Billboard, the Money Morning Podcast with Bill Burr. I forget how it's called exactly. The Money Morning Podcast. It's just him ranting for an hour. I don't know how he does it. Him and Proops both do this fucking ranting shit that I can't understand. How do you go for an hour? How do you go for an hour every week and be funny with no one to bounce shit off? But Bill's got a new album out. It's at his website, BillBurr.com, and he's got a new book out that he wrote with DeRosa and Bobby Kelly called Cheat. I saw the live version of the show, and it's awesome, so support that. And then our friend Al Madrigal, who was on this episode, who was on this podcast for Parenthood, who was an early one, go to my website and find it, by the way. You can find all the old episodes there. If you don't use iTunes, you can find all that shit there. AriTheGreat.com, and then just do a search. So search like Al Madrigal or search Parenthood, and it'll come up. It was a good episode, actually. It was a really good episode. It was really fucking honest and fun about it and helped me form my contempt for childbearing. He's doing a special. He's taping his special in Austin, Texas. Al Madrigal is. So if you're there, if you live in Austin, it's at the Moody Theater. If you go to Al Madrigal, and tickets are free. Tickets are free. So honestly, I've been saying this for about a year and a half or 2 years now. Al Madrigal is one of the best comics in the country. You don't know about him, but he's on The Daily Show and fucking live. He's a nonstop worker at what he does. He taught me to fucking go back and rewrite 30 seconds at a time, a minute at a time. He just takes a stand-up and says, okay, where are the weaknesses? Let me attack them. And he told me that about somebody once. A long time ago, Steve Renazzisi, he was like, yeah, he's got to go back and like rewrite those jokes and now like make them better. And I realized like, ooh, fuck, I got to do that too. It just made me like, he wasn't watching me, but I was like, fuck, I got to start doing that. And we've all started doing that. Renazzisi too. It was like 3 or 4 years ago. Man, I remember that now. It's right outside the main room. I was hanging out right outside there and he came out and sort of watched Steve for a minute. And I just remember being embarrassed, being like, oh, if you wish you had seen me, I'm that first level shit too.
really made me attack my stuff. So anyway, go see Al Madrigal at the Moody Theater October 25th. Go to his – seriously, it's free tickets, October 25th, almadrigal.com. All right, you guys. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you have any suggestions, as always, and please let me know about the live podcast and stuff, like how to, what you think, how to do it. I'm open to suggestions and content and people too. All right. I'm thinking of taking like questions from the audience, telling them a topic, and then having questions from the audience, and then like say like, okay, Margaret from San Jose. I don't know. The point is, come to the stand. All right, everybody. Revenge for the Holocaust, still available. Talk to you guys later. This is episode 80. I still didn't check. 84, 85. Monsters of Comedy with Sam Tripoli, Jason Rouse, Chris Nath, and Ari Shafir.
Counting all the assholes in the room, when I'm definitely not alone. When I'm not alone. With me.